is Zofie and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We're cracking each other up as the music's playing.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, we can't say the stuff on the air.
You ever just say the most politically incorrect thing in the world just to shock your friend? Where they look at you and go, oh, my God, you can't say that. It's like someone turns to you and goes, you can't say that.
Yeah.
It's like, you just did.
Yeah.
But deja vu.
That's exactly what I said yesterday when I was trying to explain myself about the, you know, Bill's dead phone call. There are times you're hanging out with your pals and you'll, like you just said, you'll say something to really shock them.
Yeah, but that's saying something amongst your friends, not dragging in a poor innocent bystander. If you said, let's say we were all sitting here in the studio and we made some kind of ethnically disparaging remark, which we just did. I'm not saying we did that. Let's just say we did.
Mm-hmm.
God, it was funny. And see, the difference is we're all shocked and then laugh at how outrageous it is.
Why is
that different than inviting a person of that ethnic background in the studio and then saying it?
All right.
See, that's the same thing as you with your phone call.
Look at Reverend Al sticking his head in the door. We weren't talking about your people.
Oh no,
we weren't talking about your people. It was someone else.
What remark was made? I demand an investigation. I demand an inquiry into what goes on behind the scenes of the Opie and Anthony show. It's bad enough to listen to the outrageous remarks of you two on there. Now you say you're making ethnically disparaging remarks off there.
But it wasn't about your people, so that's okay, right?
I am outraged. I'm sure it was about my people.
No, it wasn't.
I am positive.
No, it wasn't.
This is just like the Louima case. What goes on behind closed doors? I feel violated. And I want vindication. I am outraged. You can tell how outraged I am by going to my website, ReverendAl.com. Where you can tell all the happenings of Reverend Al. Be sure you click on my banners. I get a penny a pop. I need money to wear these Armani suits when I don't have a job. And for your entertainment, I also have a couple of fun little computer games you can play on the Reverend Al website.
Yeah.
Here's the new one called March Through New York City. Watch it. Here go Reverend Al. Marching. Oh, here come the police. Oh, the Reverend Al didn't make it to the final destination, the Apollo Theater. But it'll be fun.
All right, Reverend Al, we weren't talking about your people, though, right?
I am outraged.
All right, get out of here.
Who are you making disparaging remarks about?
The Asians.
Oh, that's okay. I got a good one.
Reverend Al, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes, there Reverend Al.
There he goes, with a big fat ass is.
Hey, while we're on
his Asian jokes.
While we're on this racial topic, Tama
on the instant feedback.
Tama from Brooklyn. She's been, I assume it's a female. She's been emailing me the last couple of days, and she writes in the instant feedback again. Question for the Opie, for the sexy Opie.
Jesus.
What's up with you saying you want a black girl before you get married? Wouldn't you marry one if she made you happy? I don't get it. Help me understand you. Love you guys.
Oh, that's an interesting
but
point.
But want to understand what you mean. Well, it's...
that's an interesting point.
It's one of my fantasies, fetishes, if you will, to be with a black lady before I get married.
Really?
And I say it that way because most likely I'm going to marry a Puerto Rican. So I'm not putting down the black race.
You want to enjoy the pleasures of a black woman
before you marry a Puerto Rican.
And she was saying, how come you've written off marrying a black woman?
Because most likely I'm going to be marrying a Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Old dirty?
No. The sad part is this is the truth. So
sad about that. Yeah, you don't look like an ethnically diverse person. I mean, you don't really look like the type of... You look like you should be marrying the...
Man, I'll tell you one thing.
At least going out with the girl that's the high school homecoming queen and harbor fields, you know?
Well, instead, if I marry Sandy and we have kids, they're going to pop out like Carrot Top. With her wild nappy hair and my red features.
Nappy hair.
I don't know if Sandy would appreciate you saying she has nappy hair.
With those banana curls of hers, our kids are going to look like
they're plantain curls.
No. They're going to look like Carrot Top.
Sandy has lovely hair.
Yes, she does.
I don't know what you're saying.
You're... Oh, my God.
Well, it's a little nappy at times. She'll give me that one.
You guys are like West Side Story.
Tonight.
Forget that boy and find another one of your own kind. Stick to your own kind.
But to answer your question, Tamar,
boy like that who killed your brother. Forget that boy and find another.
But I hope that answered her question.
If I was still single...
The jets are gonna the way to not.
You are.
But if I was still
you
single...
You got your little Maria.
Maria, Sandy, I just met a girl.
And then, like, her family and friends could get the gang together, and you could get yours, and they could rumble.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay? 1027.
Hey! What up, Anthony?
Eddie.
This is 1027 WNEW. No more of that FM talk crap. We told you yesterday, you didn't believe us, did you? You didn't believe us, did you?
No, but it's true.
I made a decision yesterday.
Not that anything's, I don't know, what's changing as far as the show, Opie?
Nothing.
Don't worry.
Once again.
They keep slapping a new name on the package, but don't you fret. Your pals are still here doing the same thing.
And we don't even know what that is, but we're doing the same exact thing. But I told you, man, we're doing these high-profile meetings now.
High-profile.
Well, Ant...
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Ant's not, but I am. Ant's got a slate. God forbid he gets here before 1:30.
1:30, first of all,
here we go.
I'm usually here by...
You're so sensitive. 12:45. Yeah, call me weird. I'm so sensitive.
You're sensitive.
Am I sensitive?
When are we allowed to play the audio of you doing the New Year's show?
You can play that anytime you want.
It's so boring, dude.
It's boring?
See, there's like nothing to it. It wasn't any... You're not going to... Dude, not over the board.
Watch your finger, man.
And watch your thumb. Oh, what? Opie with tools scares the crap out of me.
Shut up. I can do
that. Oh, you're so sensitive. Opie is hacksawing the FM talk at 1027 mic flag off the mic. And of course, don't bother shutting the mic off or doing it during spots. So everyone can just hear...
You proved you could do the show without me. Just keep talking. I want to do it.
Oh, yeah. And wait a minute, Rick. What do you mean boring? The whole thing was boring?
No.
You didn't like my rap?
No. It was arduous to get through the tape because Earl recorded everything.
Oh, really?
We're talking all the music.
Music, too.
So it's not segmented, so I don't know where the hell to stop the damn tape.
Okay.
Is there any wires in the middle of this thing?
Oh, yeah, they're electric wires.
Just rubber. Yeah, don't cut the...
Is there an easier way to get this mic flag off?
Yeah, you undo the screw at the bottom.
Oh.
See the little wing nut?
All right, I'll do that.
Now, the whole mic is going to fall, so make sure you hold that.
I know it.
Remember the time I was working the mic and it fell off in my hand?
No problem.
That came loose.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just let it hang by the wire.
There it goes in the trash.
Would you throw the hacksaw away, too?
Yeah, I don't need it.
All right. There you go. Now at least we can see you.
Hey,
again.
Wow, Ant, that's what you look like. Well, how are you, man?
When they put that big thing on, we couldn't even see each other anymore.
I haven't seen you in, like,
3 months. It's like the scene from Caddyshack. Ant and I tried to do this. God damn it.
Sit down, Danny.
Hold on. Someone hold that. I'm serious.
Dude, what happened to this girl? Oh, there it is.
What, the...
There it is. Can't get it in the hole?
I can get it in the hole, jackass.
There he goes.
You want to start talking about your gay roommate right off the bat, Mark?
Fine, let's go ahead. I don't care.
And other things? All right.
There we go.
Wow, honestly, I could see you now, Ant.
I know.
This is kind of cool.
There was a big block there for so long.
And before you guys call us a bunch of homos, no, you need to see the other guy when you do a radio show so you don't step all over him.
Exactly. Can't be just talking with a big block in front of your face. Imagine that. Go to a bar with your pals, right? Put a big block in front of everybody's face and then try to carry on a conversation.
That's what we do here. And just like Caddyshack, you know, we're kind of looking around the block, but the other guy's looking the other way.
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
And then he just kind of wipes him off the desk.
Right.
Now, we're okay now.
Now we're all right. The block is out of our face.
I see the little things up all over the place. 1027 WNEW. The website, WNEW.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot easier. There's still nothing on it, but at least we could give out the address and people will understand it.
FM Talk.
Is there anything good on it? www.wnew.com?
Is there anything good on it?
No, I'm serious, because the website blew. So what do you mean there's good stuff on there?
The same website.
It's not as good as our underground website, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Everyone commenting, by the way, of about all the new stuff on the unofficial website, Ant.
Yeah.
The pictures of you in a fur coat is a big hit.
I think it's a hit.
With our faithful listeners.
Steve, that runs the site, sent me an email saying, oh, my God, you poor sorry bastard, what an upbringing. And he's amazed I even gave him the disc with those pictures on it.
Yeah.
So he may share it with millions of people. It is pretty scary.
Well, if you want to share, I'll bring in some pictures of myself that are pretty horrifying as well. So,
well, we had spoken about me wearing the fur coat when I was a little kid. My mom bought it for me, much to my chagrin. I really didn't want to wear it, but I'm a kid. You know, you've got to wear what your parents make you wear. And we talked about it on the air, and my cousin Anthony came up with a picture of it. And who am I to censor that from our listeners? If a picture exists of something we talked about, why not?
The funniest part of the picture, you can't tell who is Anthony.
Yeah.
And your sister's involved in this.
Yeah,
it's your brother and Dawn. You can't tell which one's Anthony in that photo.
When I was a kid, especially with the fur coat, we'd go out to restaurants and stuff, and the waitress or waiter would come over and what would the young lady like?
To you?
Yeah. Oh. He's sitting there like, oh, great. Thanks a lot.
I used to get that.
I'm a boy. I'm a man. You bitch.
You're cross-dressing early. Huh?
Yeah, you're cross-dressing, Rick.
I used to get that.
Did you?
Until like 6 months ago. I finally had it. I had to cut my hair.
Really?
Oh, from behind. I was always getting ma'am, and I turn around getting all pissed off. I have a goatee and stuff.
Get it from behind.
Do I look like a ma'am?
Well, you shaved your goatee off that you had over vacation.
Yes.
You're one of those guys at vacation, you let it grow a little bit, and then you come back to work and shave it right off?
Well, I didn't want to look like you, Anthony.
Well, that's pretty impossible, Opie.
You're the goatee man.
Yeah.
So when I grow the goatee, then everyone goes, what, you trying to copy Anthony?
So what did you do? I didn't shave over vacation?
Yeah, it started really hurting. Yeah. Actually, I shaved it because I was looking too much like Spaz. I mean, we had the exact same goatee. I'm like, wait, something's not right here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I could look just like my hero.
After all, he likes me better than you.
Well, we all know that. But that's fine by me.
Max, what's going on?
How you doing, Ope? What's going on, Anthony?
Hey.
All right, listen, Ope, I got some advice for you. I just heard a little while ago that you said that you wanted to bed down with a black woman before you tied the knot.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, I got some advice for you. Understand this, that once you go black, you don't
never
go back.
Go back.
All right?
What's up with that?
Now, what's up with that? Mm. I mean, depending on the girl and how strong she is, because once she finds out that you're a celebrity, and you are, whether you have a major following or a cult following, you are a celebrity. You belong to the world. She's going to turn around. She's going to try to put the serious moves on you.
Uh-oh. The serious moves. Over.
That's right, and I'm telling you right now, that's something to behold. Take it from me. I am a black man.
I'm just gonna get a black hooker. I think
he's just gonna bang.
Man, it don't matter whether it's a hooker or not, man. It don't matter what.
I'm gonna grow my goatee. No one's gonna know it's me, and I'm gonna get a black hooker.
It don't matter though, man. I'm telling you right now. Once she finds out your celebrity status, she's gonna turn around and try to put the moves on you.
Gonna get some of that purple fruit.
Oh.
The purple wing bat.
Funny. So, real funny.
So do you have any advice as far as picking up a black chick?
He's telling you to lay low on it. He doesn't want you to do it.
I'm going to put you like this. If you heard the saying, keep it real.
Right.
Just keep it real. Don't try to do nothing serious and extravagant. Only unless this chick is on some rah-rah mess, and she rowdy or something like that. You turn around and you can go overboard and outbreak, but just be yourself.
Hope's got to come off like a scrub.
No, he ain't got to come off like no scrub. Just be yourself. Just be real. If you ain't real, man, then you ain't going nowhere.
I just don't want the relationship. I just want the banging.
That's the key. That's the key right there. You ain't looking for the relationship.
Smacking that black ass while you're riding it, oh, imagine that. And you're a pretty white guy.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
You're pretty fair skinned. So imagine what the contrast would be like.
I'm not a pretty boy ass.
I said pretty in the terms of mostly.
Pretty white boy.
Oh, because I'm saying if you're a pretty boy, then you ain't going to have no problem picking up no black girl. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Let me tell you something. In the past, I went to black bars trying to get the deed done.
Now, you got to go to the laundromats, Opie.
No.
Why?
No. You see, y'all need to hook up with me, man. I take you to some places, and I ain't talking about no sneeze buckets either.
Well, you'll be in the back alley, rolled with your wallet missing.
Well, the deal is, no one can find out about this. See, I'm in a relationship, so I got to do it on the side.
Oh, no doubt. We can do this on a hush-hush.
Yeah, all right.
You're saying you name the designated time. You name the designated place and the designated time, and we can designate some ass. All right, put this millimeter. All right,
black chick would scare the crap out of you. I think it would scare the living daylight.
That would be
out of
part
you.
Of the beauty of it, Anthony.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I think it would end up like, remember when the little pregnant chick came in and danced for you?
Yeah.
You thought you wanted it right up until that happened.
Right.
I think that's exactly what would happen. You get in bed, she'd be like, "Come on, sugar, come on, give me some, baby. Come on, Opie." And you'd be like, "I'm not into this anymore.
I got to go.
I can't stay."
So what is it? You accepted my invitation?
Nah. Well, I honestly, that was an old bet that we played.
Oh, see, you're backing out already.
That was a while ago. I gotta reassess the situation and decide if I still want that.
How could you measure up?
Right.
You know. She's probably used to black guys.
I listen to y'all every day, so when you regroup yourself and you're ready to go, right, I will definitely be giving you a call.
All right, Max, thank you.
Easy.
All right.
Easy.
Is that the new one in the community?
I guess.
Roger, you're next on 102.7 WNEW.
Great, Spaz.
Wow.
Roger.
Yeah.
It's Opie and Anthony. You're live. Let's go.
Hey, man. What's happening, guys?
Jesus. You thought you were spazzing without the goatee.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
So what's up?
If his wrestling career is anything like his phone voice, he's going to suck. But listen, man. You got to watch out for them black women. They're fine. They'll take you for everything you got.
How's that?
It says on the...
How's that?
It says
married
you married a black chick. Hello?
She took his phone. She's taking it right now.
Yeah, exactly. She got me.
All right, so what happened? You married the black chick?
Married black chick. Went out to St. Patty's Day Parade and fell in love with her, and she took me for everything I got. Still married to her, two great kids, and
little zebras.
The house is in her name, too.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Two words. Prenup. Prenup. All right, Roger.
Talking about a wuss.
Roger.
Got one.
All right, Roger. I'm hanging up on Roger, and I'll tell you why. Because he's listening to the damn radio as he tries to talk to us. We're making changes around here, left and right, changing things.
The new millennium.
But the deal is, we still have a 40-second delay as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the radio on, you're trying to get on the show, and you're trying to talk to us at the same time, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Please.
And our policy is to just... hang up on you guys, because we're sick of telling you guys to turn down your radio.
That's the new policy for WNEW.
1027 WNEW.
Look at that.
ONA Radio, 24 hours a day.
See the radio message board, Opie, jumping with the news that it is true. It is NEW, WNEW, not FM talk. And they said they heard it on our show yesterday, but didn't believe it until they heard the radio chick talking about it.
Well, she's more credible.
We have no credibility.
That's okay. We don't want credibility.
Yet we get fired for fake news stories. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Life's not fair, Ethan.
It isn't. It is not.
Well, it's kind of nice to see that you guys finally believe that we're doing live radio shows again.
Yeah, they're calling.
You guys are calling. Yesterday, we had to say, what, 10 or 12 times that we're live, and the phones weren't ringing at all.
People thought it was a tape.
And then when the phones did ring, it was people requesting worst of bits.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that you guys are here, you're calling in, and you finally believe we're back from vacation.
Even though we kept saying the date, you know.
I know. We even said the date. It's January 4th today. Bill Parcells stepped down.
Yeah, huh? Little bit of controversy there.
Well, we'll get into that a little later, but...
Yeah, well, we'll get into it for hours. I'm not gonna mad dog Joe in a van.
Yeah, they gotta just be going insane over there.
Well, they're happy. They needed something.
To them, like Parcells stepping down and actually getting on the air with them and stuff, is like 20 chicks coming in here and shooting eggs out of their most intimate of areas. That is like a coup for them. You know those shows where we're high-fiving and there's nudity and just debauchery?
Yeah, and everyone's playing. Like, it's kind of their homeless shopping spree.
Right.
You know?
Look at that, Maggie. We got Parcells. Look at this. This is better than eggs shooting out of the ass.
they've been discussing Parcells resigning for the last 24 hours.
Yes. And they'll keep going. They love it over there.
And Bobby Bowe, excuse me, as we do a quick sports break here, my dream came true.
Gonzo.
Bobby Bonilla. Out of here!
Oot.
They hated him so much. You see the deal he got in the paper? They're
going to
be paying him until the year, like, 2030.
2030?
I'm not kidding. Get the paper. Get the paper.
They just wanted him out.
They wanted him out just like pretty much every Met fan in the tri-state area that they made a deal where they pretty much are going to be paying him until, like, 2030, Anthony.
Wow, sounds like our last PD.
With that, let's take a quick break, and we'll get into the Bonilla thing and everything else. It's Opie and Anthony. If you want in on the show today, 212-757-1027.
Opie.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Opie and Anthony. We just received a PhD in stupidity. 1027.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony. We are back. We are live. It's January 4th, 2000.
Yes, it is.
Happy millennium to you and yours.
We're here, live. A lot of people were confused yesterday, as Opie said, but now we're here live.
Yeah, I haven't been late since last century, I just realized.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What happened?
It's a long time, right?
It's like a lot of... 5 days. 4 days? 5 days? Why, did you get some on New Year's Eve?
Wait, let me figure it out.
Did you bang in the New Year?
No, I didn't bang in the New Year. Let's see. A couple days before. Which day is today?
The 4th.
4th. 2 plus 4. 6 days without it.
6 days.
I got at least 3.5 more weeks to go.
You haven't banged Rick's sister, though, for the New Year? Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, Rick, remember, I didn't say anything.
I'm sorry. It was
I basically just said I haven't had sex since last century.
Well, your
aunt was the one. Aunt was the one.
Everyone knows that who you're banging.
Aunt was the one who brought up your sister, Rick, not me. So.
What?
All right, now I'm going to go to line 4 because I was going to protect you, but screw you. Lisa, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
She's a pissed-off black lady.
Are you pissed, Lisa?
I'm just upset at the statement one of you made about the guy said he was married to a black lady, and somebody made a comment about his children's being zebras.
Yeah, that was Anthony.
Yeah. That wasn't funny at all.
Actually, it was an homage to the old episodes of The Jeffersons. Where George, if you remember, George Jefferson had...
If you talk your way out of this, I'm going to bow.
George was very racist anyway.
Right, he was. And do you remember he used to call the couple that
the
black and white,
wife.
Right, and their children,
uh-huh.
He would call them zebras.
Yeah, but it's not right.
Oh, of course it's not. But,
yeah, but he should not have made that comment.
Wow, you're like an English broad.
Yes, I am.
Hey, listen to that. I didn't pick up on that accent right away.
Wait a minute, you're English and black?
I'm black. I grew up in England.
Oh, God, that's a great combination.
Oh,
I love the English accent, and I love black women.
Where do you go? Kentucky Fried Fish and Chips?
No, there's nothing called
Come
that.
On, it's a stereotypical joke. That was horrible.
Another comment I wanted to make. I don't know if it's the same lot that did the show with the guy that called in and he said he was from Nigeria and he eats dogs.
Yeah.
They don't.
Why? What? She's laughing because she knows.
They don't all eat dogs in Nigeria.
They don't?
No.
Only some of them?
They're all different parts of Nigeria. And there's certain parts that do. And certain people do. It's not everybody that
Where
does.
Are you from?
My parents are African Nigerian.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And where were you born?
In England. And I grew up in England.
Yeah, huh? Wow.
You know, I want to see somebody eat a dog on our show.
Really? You weren't very nice to him, so why would you want somebody to eat a dog?
A dog.
I guarantee as we sit here in the middle of New York City, there are people out there that eat dog.
Probably a lot of Asians.
Yeah,
you probably eat that when you order a whole lot of Chinese and stuff.
There's going to be an Asian that calls up now pissed at you for that
probably.
Comment. Do you see this whole chain that happens here?
Let's play racism tag today. We started with the English black lady who now just pissed off the Asian. So now a pissed off Asian could call
and piss
off
another race. Do you know how many calls you got in about Chinese and stuff that they eat dogs out there?
Yeah.
You know, you had a lot of calls about that anyway, didn't you?
I
can't get past your hot voice. I don't know what you're saying.
What do you look like?
Are you, like, real hot and stuff?
I'm married.
All right. Who's in the background?
My friends, I'm calling from work. I was listening to you at work.
Where do you work?
In New York.
We know you work in New York. We're not syndicated all over yet.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, put one of your coworkers on.
Hold on.
All right.
I bet she knows
they
she
don't
put a little Negro in it.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah?
Do you have some of that nappy hair?
No, I don't.
Damn. Why not?
I have straight hair.
You straighten it?
Yeah.
I straightened it.
That's cool. Well, Lisa,
you don't have it all slicked back with that putty
on
there.
It is all back, actually.
Really? Like a little pigeon head?
You're all crazy at this station. You know that, right?
Yeah, we're out of our minds. At least you acknowledge that much of it. Well, thanks for calling in, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right, call back anytime. We love the accent.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
All right, I got a copy of Bobby Bowe's deal here.
All right.
The headline in the Post today says, Bobby Bowe's alimony, $29.8 million the Mets are going to pay him. Check this out. Setting himself up for his shuffleboard years, Bobby Bonilla agreed to a buyout from the Mets that will ensure he gets paid. Ready for this? Ensure that he gets paid $1.2 million every July 1st from the year 2011 through the year 2035.
Wow.
35. In all, he will be paid $29.8 million, Anthony. That's how badly the Mets wanted to get rid of this bum.
Take a walk.
And that's all to just defer his $5.9 million salary.
Oh, my God. And what if he signs with someone else? Still got to pay him?
I don't know. Well, with this deal, he is granted an unconditional release. That means, yes, he can sign with someone else, Anthony.
And he still gets that money.
Well, starting in the year 2011. For 24 years in a row, starting in the year 2011, he'll get $1.2 million every July 1st.
Woof. Boy, that's kind of thinking ahead. You know, you don't know where you're going to be by then. 10 years.
Now he can play all the cards he wants. I could care less how much money he gets to get out of this city of ours.
You're happy.
You, Bobby Bowe.
That's all right. Just when you go to the...
Bye-bye, Bobby. Bye-bye.
When you go to those Mets games, Opie, when you're all excited... Got your little Mets hat on, and you go to Shea for your little Mets game.
Mm-hmm.
You can know that when you purchase a ticket, a portion of those proceeds will go to Bobby.
Oh, no, even,
and his big friggin' payment that he got.
No, even better than that.
Yeah.
In the year 2015,
you could still
when we go to Shea Stadium
in our rocket cars.
In our rocket cars.
By the 2015, we gotta have rocket cars.
In our spacesuits.
Yes.
If they're still playing the type of baseball that we know and love today.
Oh, no, that'll be done. There'll be new types of baseball.
You think?
Of course.
We'll be there, and I'll go, well, why are the tickets now $850 a piece? Oh, that's because we have to start paying Bobby Bonilla.
Paying Bobby Bonilla. Then you will come to the stadium.
And we got a pissed off Asian. I knew this was going to happen. Steve?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Are you really an Asian?
Yep, pissed off Asian.
Hello to you.
Hmm?
Hello.
Yeah.
Now, who are you pissed at?
A black chick that called in.
You're pissed off at the black English chick. And what did she say again?
About us Asians eating dogs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, did you hear that? She called up all pissed off that we were saying, or I was saying, I don't want to drag Opie into this, that a black guy, a woman and a white guy having a kid, and I kind of said, oh, the kids are zebras. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an homage to the Jeffersons. George Jefferson used to say that a lot. And then she was all pissed at my comment, saying it was racially insensitive. And then she turns around and says that all of you chinky people eat dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, well, what kind of a hypocrite is that?
I don't know.
Opie, I edited the chinky myself.
Yeah, kind of a sexy voice. Yeah.
You're brilliant, Anthony.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Steve, being the pissed off Asian, would you like to piss on someone else?
No, maybe I'd like eat the black chick's clam, but...
Wow. Are you pissed off at any of the races that live and breathe around us here in New York City?
No, I hate everyone.
You hate everyone?
Go ahead, pick a race.
I said breathe, not breed, ass.
But it was John Rocker there for a minute.
Reed, what are you talking about, the Puerto Ricans?
All right, well, I guess... Oh, very good!
Are you saying the Puerto Ricans have a lot of children?
I'm thinking so.
All right, so Steve, the pissed-off Asian, just took a shot at the Puerto Ricans. Says all you Puerto Ricans out there, you know,
F-like rabbits. Driving around in those Geos all stuffed up.
Now you're making fun of their cars?
Isn't it great living in a melting pot such as this where we could all hate different people?
You're not making fun of their Toyotas, are you? With the small little steering wheels?
Yeah, the Tercels or something.
Yeah, the Toyota Corolla and the Celica GTs with the little skateboard wheels on them.
And
the blue neon light. Do you need the blue neon light reflecting off the bottom of the car?
What the hell have they got there? I want to illuminate my drive shaft, man, with blue neon light.
And you need the license plate with the chaser red lights going around it.
Right.
I guess it confuses the hell out of the cops when they're chasing them. I can't get the plate number. There's some red light spinning around it.
It's making me dizzy.
It's making me nauseous. Just let them go. And then, of course, it's got to be tinted with, flat black paint from Pergamon, the window tint.
Sure.
Spoiler on the rear hood, on the rear trunk lid, because you never know when you're going to get one of those Toyota Corollas with their four-cylinder engines up to about 260. Could leave the roadway at any moment.
And thank God we're in the off-season. All the Puerto Ricans can now see out their back window because Sammy Sosa's not hitting any homers.
And then how about the little crown air freshener on the dashboard?
Sure.
The little crown. And then you need your Jesus Christ headlight stencils. That is the best thing I've ever seen. You ever see the Jesus Christ headlight stencil? It's over the headlight, and it's Jesus' face. Like, wow, that is pretty cool. I need that. Jesus headlight stencil.
Well, Steve, thank you very much.
Hey, I got a joke for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, how do you stop crime?
How?
Have a million man march every day.
I think he was just goofing on the blacks.
I know.
Our new Asian friend, Steve.
You already took the...
Oh, no, but I've been with black girl before.
You already took your shot at the Puerto Ricans, and on the line we have a bunch of pissed off Puerto Ricans, thanks to you, Steve.
No problem.
All right, man.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, you guys rock.
Steve.
Yeah.
Do you have like a last name like Chang or Wang?
It's just, throw a walk down the stairs.
Walk? Yeah?
Throw a walk down the stairs.
I always think it's funny when you're like, You throw a lock down the stairs and whatever sound it makes, chang, pang, pang, chang. That's really funny. What's your name be? Pang, chang, pang, chang, chang, pang.
Hey, do we have anything we could throw to make it sound like a Chinese name?
Get us a pot.
Get us a pot or like a colander or something.
we're gonna give you a new name.
We're going to give you a new name so when you call...
I always think it's pretty funny when, you know, an Asian guy with the last name that's like Chong Pang Pang has a first name like Steve. Or, you know, it's, my name is Bob. Bob Chang Fang.
You know, of course, it's a pseudonym.
And why do you guys, why do you guys talk like a model airplane?
Why?
That's the women.
I don't get it. At least I'm not spitting out 10,000 words a second like the Puerto Ricans.
Boy, he doesn't like Puerto Ricans. All right, see, at first, you guys, you know, you didn't want to admit that you didn't like anyone, and now you're really pissed off at the Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
All right, here, give that to Ant. Let's see if this works. It's not actually a pot, though.
No.
It's made of metal.
We'll give it a try.
All right, we got a big, huge metal stool.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on. That was like a chang pang.
Chang pang.
All right, Steve Chang Pang. All right, Steve, we got to let you go.
All right.
All right, man.
You guys rock. Take care.
Well, we'll continue this, Anthony, because now we got a bunch of pissed off Puerto Ricans.
Oh, my God.
And we'll talk to them next. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. I told you guys yesterday, no longer FM talk. But once again, the Opie and Anthony Show is exactly the same.
We're the one constant in the universe, like the cockroach. No matter how our surroundings or environment change, we remain.
We adapt.
We adapt. We will be here for millions of years.
Either that or until we get a Bobby Bonilla deal, you know, buyout.
Yeah. I don't think they'd do that for us.
To the upper management of CBS, if you guys want to give us a Bobby Bonilla buyout, Ant and I will walk today.
What are we going to do for 11 years, though?
Huh?
Before it kicks in.
Yeah, that could be a little rough.
That's got to suck, especially like if you don't get another gig. So you're just hanging out and you're like, hey, look, I'm going to be rich in like 10 years. Believe me. I swear.
Man.
Get back to the dishes.
Washing dishes. I would still go for that deal, though.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt.
I don't know, man.
I would go back to caddying. I would, honestly.
You look a little silly now, caddying. I gotta say.
Why?
Come on. Well, I could see, you know, working your way through college or something, or high school, whatever you're doing, caddying.
Yeah.
But now it's like, hey, you could probably really use the putter, you know?
Hey, man, I was good.
Yeah, I don't doubt you
are. I was
a
good caddy.
But would you feel comfortable with a bunch of kids caddying and you standing there?
Honestly, I could care less, Ed.
Yeah.
To this day, when I was a caddy, it was my best job.
It was your only job.
Yeah, that's true. I've never had a real job.
From radio.
I'm trying to think.
You were a caddy and a DJ.
Let me think. Have I ever had a real job? I was a caddy.
I don't think so.
I worked in a video store where we watched porn all day.
You worked in a video store, too, huh?
Yep.
What'd you do? They like the counter? You rang it up?
What? I told you that story. I got fired because his sales went way down, and I'll tell you why. I was on, like, the five-year plan at Geneseo. Didn't want to go home. It was too much of a party up there, you know? So I started making up new majors and reasons why I had to stay. And I finally needed some cash, so I got a job at this video store, and I was in a fraternity up there, and I was also on the radio. College radio, no big deal.
Sure.
And I was also like a bartender / DJ in one of the big bars there. So I was kind of, you know, a lot of people knew me in Geneseo.
Yeah.
Key to the story is the only reason I'm saying that. So I get this job at the video store for some extra cash, and all my old fraternity brothers are coming in, all the bartenders I worked with at the bar, just people I knew all over, you know, town. And they would come in to rent videos and stuff, and they just assumed that it was free because I knew.
They didn't charge them.
I didn't charge anyone. They were, like, renting, like, VCRs for a week at a time, and other people would come in, and they wanted to rent the VCR, but the other people never brought them back that had them for free.
Hey, Op, I'm going to take this, right?
Yeah. And I just wrote it down and said, yeah, you know, bring it back in 2-3 days. And then if that's not bad enough, all my other friends that didn't feel like going home, would come into the video store during the day, and we would watch the sickest, wildest porno in the video store. And then, like, a mom would come in with, like, her little daughter and wanted to rent a Disney movie or something. We all were bummed that we had to turn off the porno so she could go try to pick out a video. And then everyone caught on, and I mean, the books were just horrible, horrendous.
Lost a few bucks.
Yeah, and I ended up getting fired.
You had the porn section in there and everything? Behind the curtain?
It was, this was the early days of the whole video rave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just a little section.
Little section over there, because I, you know, you want to go into the porn section, but you have to make the move. There's got to be the right people near the curtain before you duck in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get some legitimate videos first and then go into the porno section? And then coming out. You don't know who's going to be standing there when you bolt out with, you know...
with gay love.
Suck sluts from Venus in your hand, and then you walk past, and it's like, oh, look at this, the pervert.
See, I know I'm getting older, because I don't care anymore. If I want a porno, I will go and get one. I don't care.
Dwayne
just
Reed.
Just don't care.
Last night, what do I see? I see a guy, he's buying, and he's like an old guy. He's buying, he's got two video cassettes in his hand, blank ones, and rubbers. And he's walking, and he's just like, he's looking at the rubbers in front of everybody, and he's just like this real old guy. And he's got the video thing, so you're just thinking in your head, oh my God, who did he abduct? They're tied up somewhere. He's got the camera. He just needed tapes and some rubbers, that's all. And he's looking at him, he's like, oh. So then for a moment, I'm thinking in my head, all right, maybe he just needed the videos. He's just a, you know, responsible older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He puts the condoms and the video cassette on the counter and then starts asking the guy, how much is this? How much? And he goes, well, the tapes are this and the condoms are this. And he's digging in his pocket. He's got to pull change out to pay for it. It's like, oh, yeah, there's some poor bitch tied up in his pad,
God,
in his murder hack pad.
I don't even want to think about it. God.
Just unrolling those rubbers on that shrimp. and everyone's looking at him like that. Everyone online was just like, oh, the old guy with the condoms in the video.
That's just not something you want to say.
But there is. You don't want to buy those things like the video porno vids, and you go into the pharmacy, you got to buy the rubbers or something like that. You just don't want to deal with it. The tampons.
That's as bad as the guy day before Halloween getting the apples and pins.
Apples, pins, and razor blades.
And that's
nothing else for me, thank you. I've got plenty here.
You know?
Yeah.
People look at you a little strange.
By the way, a shock coming in today. Coming in right now, actually. Belichick is leaving the Jets.
Everyone's bailing out. Punch out, Maverick. He's going to the Patriots. That's obvious.
Well, there's a lot of jobs that he was the number one man for, and I guess he's a little pissed off at the Jets that he didn't get a chance to interview with the Patriots.
Not what you were saying in the office to Rick.
No, that is the God's honest truth, but I'll get into this, ass.
There was a little bit of an argument going on in the office.
No, the fact... No, I'm not. The fact is, Belichick... Yes, is pissed off probably at the organization that he didn't get a chance, but I don't think he has any right. Parcells set him up nicely here in New York.
Yeah.
Said, hey, man, you know, I'm going to be the coach. In 2-3 years, I'm stepping down. It's yours.
They screwed him, though, by not giving him the opportunity to have a couple of teams to bargain between to get the cash.
But it's business. You and I can't, like, you know, walk around New York to other radio stations and you know... And say, hey, man, could you give us a better deal than WNEW?
There's a better analogy, I think, because it's Parcells and Belichick. And I agree with Rick that Parcells kind of screwed him over a little bit, even though we brought him with him to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys don't remember, though. Remember a couple of years ago? A couple of years ago, Belichick was up for the Jets job, and Parcells took it and basically pushed him out of the way.
Right.
Watch Parcells jump over to the Patriots before Belichick can get in there.
Now that would be funny. Know what I see happening?
Well, that's like the double screw.
Know what I see happening at this moment in time, though? Because the Jets have too good of a team to just screw it up with the coaching right now. I see Bill Parcells coming back now.
Nah, he's done.
Yeah, but he was stepping down because he knew he had his right-hand man ready to move in. But now that he's gone...
Didn't you read the man in the glass in the Daily News, the poem he read to his people?
I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know either. But I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden he goes, all right, until we could figure out this whole mess, I'll come back next year. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know about that.
Who are they going to get? We're going to get Pete Carroll back? God help us.
I don't know, though. He kind of made a... He's done that before, though. Make it sound like he's not doing anything.
Right.
He usually leaves a little opening, though. Didn't he, when he was leaving the Pats and coming to the Jets, and everyone was like, no, he's saying he's not going to the Jets. He left, like, some kind of little verbal opening there.
Yeah, I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back now. Because now the team is just screwed up. What the hell are they going to get in there?
I don't know.
We only have one good year left with Vinny. I know that's kind of a joke. I know last year was probably a fluke year for him. I'm not going to be stupid, but... Yeah, really. I mean, everyone looks at him as he's a hero. I mean, the rest of his career pretty much blew. I'd like to see Ray Lucas in there next year full-time, but... Whatever. It's going to...
Without a coach, who knows?
It's going to be very interesting, Anthony, to say the least.
Maybe Scott Herman can go over there now that he's done with his responsibilities.
We got to tell our faithful listeners. You guys all know Scott Herman, our old boss man that got, I don't know what you call it. He stepped down, I guess. He's no longer, in charge of 102.7 WNEW.
Yeah.
He's now only in charge of Wins. We've had him on the radio a million times, blah, blah, blah.
And he was in charge of Wins before he got this job.
Right.
They kind of gave him this extra responsibility.
Right.
Which is like, okay, here, you have Wins. Wins is like the child you have that's in college, in law school or something. It's like, it's Wins. Very prestigious. Always tops in the ratings. Very responsible journalists up there. It's Wins. And then they toss him the retarded, two-headed, thalidomide baby that is NEW. And he's got to deal with that.
Yeah.
So after a while, it was just like, oh, my God. And you could see it on the poor guy's face.
He put in a solid 2 years.
He's not used to the problems that this place presented to him. He's used to Wins, the college student, not the kid that the cops are dragging home on drugs every night.
Right. Without going into details, I mean, the crap he had to deal with because of you and I. Mostly just you and I. I mean, the rest of the station didn't really cause him too many problems.
No one was listening.
Right. It was you and I.
Yeah.
Well, the point I want to make, we saw him just before today's show.
Yeah, he came into the office.
Now, it's been 2 weeks since he moved on and said, he's no longer going to be the boss of 102.7 WNEW.
Yeah.
The guy looks 10 years younger.
Did you see him?
10 years younger. People, I guess, at Wins are asking him if he's on Prozac.
He's got a hop in his step. He looks great. He lost weight. His hair looks darker.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened.
He looks like a completely different person. And the funny thing is, he was coming down to our office because there's a transitional period going on here. We got the new boss coming in.
Yeah.
Scott's kind of leaving. So there's still stuff that Scott kind of has to pass on to us, right?
Yeah.
So Scott is, like, basically dumping about, 20 to 30 pounds of paperwork on your lap this time.
Yeah.
The latest Opie and Anthony problem that he has nothing to do with.
Lawsuit number 12, I believe we're referring to it as. Yeah, big stack of papers on the desk. I'm like, oh, I'll just thumb through this. And he's like, yeah, all the key words are highlighted. So I'm just thumbing through it like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he said that? Oh, that.
The only thing worse than hearing a tape of you saying something stupid is reading it in a transcript.
Oh, yeah.
You thumb through it, you're like, oh, I never said. Well, it's taken out of context. You got to realize there was a lilt in my voice when I said this. A comedic lilt.
Lilt. That's a great word.
Yeah.
So he dumps the latest problems on your lap and leaves the studio with just a skipping down the hallway.
Take it easy, guys.
See you later. See you later.
A pirouette.
Yeah.
Pirouette.
A pirouette.
It's all tan.
Down the hallway. Just smiling. Is he in the best mood of his life?
Yeah, because he doesn't have to deal with us anymore. Oh, he says he loves us.
Like one of those earthquake victims that are alive after like 2 weeks and they pull the rock off of him and he's like, oh, oh,
my God.
Fresh air.
I'm saved.
It'll take a little while for these wounds to heal, but I'll be fine. Full recovery.
That's it. That's what this place will do to you.
I think if he had the choice, he would have chosen being one of those hostages in India for a week in the puke plane.
In the puke plane.
Yeah.
Then deal with us for 2 years.
Better working conditions.
Sure.
I'll take my chances with the homicidal hijackers.
In the puke plane.
Did you read that story?
Yeah, that's
about
what
about one hijacker named Berger.
Berger.
And he was like a real nice guy. He'd be all fun.
Wait.
And joking with the hostages.
Was he Indian?
I think so.
What a cruel joke that is.
My name is Berger. But seriously, folks. Try the meal. We'll all be here all week.
So Berger, one of the hostages, right?
He was one of the hijackers.
Take my card, right. Please.
He was one of the hijackers. And he was like the hostages were describing him as this really nice guy who would joke. He was telling jokes. Did you hear about the man in the helicopter? This is one of his jokes. The man in the helicopter who asked, turn the big fan off, I'm getting cold.
Everyone knows that's a Polish joke.
But yeah, I guess he didn't want to offend anybody.
Oh, yeah. You
know, he's got a gun to people's heads.
But then at one point...
I just wanted to offend anyone, but I've puked on my neighbor 10 times already. Gee, thanks, sir.
Mmm, curry. But they said, yeah, he would joke around like that, and then the next second, if negotiations broke down, he'd say, well, I'm going to kill all of you. And the people freaked out. They didn't know what to think of this guy. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they took a bunch of hostages up front and slit some guy's throat, killed him, and threw him off the plane. So they meant business. But then some of them were like, oh, he was the nicest guy. He'd come by and pass out food. He was like good cop, bad cop, all wrapped up in one.
Right.
The puke plane.
The puke plane.
That must have been something when all of a sudden the engines just went, and the fan stopped blowing.
I was reading all that coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on a runway for like 2 hours, and I thought I was going to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just trapped in a plane, and there's babies crying, and there's a big, fat, sweaty guy sitting next to you, whatever. You know the deal. Can you imagine being in a plane for 6 or 7 days, no fan, hostage situation? You weren't allowed to look up at all.
Nah.
You had to look down for 6 or 7 straight days, Ant. They weren't showing any movies or anything.
Yeah.
People are puking.
Ugh.
And then the body odor, they said, was just unbearable, and that's why, you know, everyone was puking on top of that. Can you imagine?
Oh, no. Like you said, just when you're stuck on the runway for a little while, you know, and a little while being even up to an hour, and you're just so agitated, and you just want off, and it stinks.
Next time that happens, you're going to think about this damn last situation.
You could be with Berger.
You know, I got to tell you, folks. Does it stink in here or what? Come on, lady, smile. Wipe the puke off your face. Did it stink like this before everyone started to puke? I've been in some of your houses. Oh, puke. What's grosser than gross?
Huh.
This plane. What are you kidding?
Here all week.
Berger.
Mm. What are you laughing at?
Rick is just like throwing me these
stupid lines.
Stupid lines.
No.
Get out of here.
We got to get to the pissed off Puerto Ricans out there.
Oh, God, they're still on the line?
They're still on hold. This all started with a comment Ant made about black people.
Ringing up bills on those stolen cell phones.
And then the angry black lady called, and she made fun of Asians. And then an Asian guy called, and he made fun of Puerto Ricans. So that's where we're at. And we'll talk to a really pissed off Puerto Rican next.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
104.7.
This is Opie and Anthony. It's 1027 WNEW. We're back with the program.
Hey.
Bye. All right, you want to talk to a pissed off Puerto Rican, Anthony?
Sure.
This is getting way out of control. Want to explain it one more time because people are tuning in for the first time today, Ant?
All right, I guess a black woman heard a comment we made on the air about a black and white couple having kids. I think somebody said, yes, Opie, yes.
I believe you said it, Anthony.
Oh, yes, I said the kids would be zebras. Come on, it's an old joke from the Jeffersons. My God, that was on TV in the 70s. Have we not come this far in the new millennium that we can't say zebra? But she found it offensive. She took some offense to it, called up, voiced her complaint, and during the course of her complaint, goofed on the chinks.
Right.
I don't know how that got started, but she was a little hypocritical. She found my little zebra thing offensive, but then she turned around in a breath and just said something about Asian people eating dogs.
Eating dogs.
Now, that's a stereotype that I don't think the Asians like
or appreciate.
So we had an Asian guy call up, and he was pissed off at the black woman.
Right.
Who called because she was pissed at us. And lo and behold, the Asian guy had a problem with the Puerto Ricans.
Right.
It's a great, great state we live in. I love this place. We're so diverse that you can turn your head in any direction and hate somebody. It's amazing. So now there's Puerto Ricans on the line that are pissed off at the Asian guy. Who was pissed at the black woman. Who, if you remember, was pissed at me.
Just reading a fax. If you want to send a fax that's worth reading on the air, 212-957-9639. All right, so let's go to Jerry, who's the pissed-off Puerto Rican Anthony. Jerry!
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right,
hey,
what's up?
Geraldo. Right.
I'm not upset. It was, you know, fine. It's just comments, man. It's nothing big and personal.
Okay. That's right.
But that Asian guy, Steve, he's just pissed up because they don't have miniature sizes for condoms for his baby fried shrimp.
I guess he's implying that the Asians have small penises. And maybe he was angry because he couldn't find a condom to fit over his small Asian penis, is what Jerry's trying to say.
And those hard things and with salsa, that's Dominicans.
Well,
Dominicans,
Puerto Ricans, whatever.
Oh, they're not going to go that same thing again. Oh, man. Oh,
do you think we can tell? Do you think that we could tell?
Well, they
as much as you walk down,
don't.
You walk down the road, you see an Irish guy or an Italian guy. Well, you know the drunk is the Irish. But I'm trying to think of a better example.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, the Italian guy's always upset.
Well, okay.
You've got the attitude. Oh, not to jump off the subject.
Yeah.
I was at Hooters. I was doing with the sign.
Oh, what's up, man?
Oh, and is that a train in the People's Radio?
Yeah, we love when you guys bring signs
Thanks
to our live gigs.
Right, no problem, man. Appreciate it. You guys are my fans.
We're your fans?
I'm your fan. Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Well, we're your biggest fan.
I have a joke.
Yeah.
It's the same. How do you drown a Jew?
How do you drown a Jew?
Yes.
No.
You glue quarters in the bottom of the fountain.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Take care, brother.
Jerry, I guess trying to say the Jew would stay down there, Opie, trying to pick the quarters off, even though they're running out of oxygen.
Right.
And probably just staying there and drown, not being able to lift that glued coin off the bottom of the fountain.
I don't think anyone is that stupid that they would stay in the water that long for a lousy quarter, Anthony.
Maybe the Polish, Opie, but not the Jews, no.
Caesar, what's up?
What's up, Owen? How you doing, guys?
All right.
Look, first of all, I got something for the little gook who called. We breed like crazy because we're not hung like a yellow Tic Tac, okay? Second of all, at least we're not like the stupid Indians, okay? Who freaking are starving to death for God forbid they eat a goddamn cow, okay? Eat the meat, you dumbasses, like the Indians do, or drink the same milk that the little rats dance around in, okay?
All right, so I'm assuming, Caesar, that you're really pissed off at the Indians.
They're idiots. I think they're more stupid than the damn Polacks.
Right.
At least the Polacks eat the meat when they're hungry. Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when you see starving Indians.
Starving Indians, you see a damn cow in their front yard.
And this cow's just in
that?
The road, in the rivers that they're bathing in and drinking in.
I know they got dead people in the rivers that they're bathing in. What the hell's up with that?
Because it's a reincarnation of like an old
purify
relative or something.
Purify the water, man. Come on. God.
Thank you, Caesar.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Is that why they do that?
Great. Happy New Year, okay?
All right.
Because they believe their cows are reincarnated spirits of their relatives.
Something like that. Cows
who,
yeah, obviously saved.
Wow. How did that religion get? I mean, it's hard enough to believe that, you know, the Son of God was Jesus and all that stuff without the, my relative's a cow?
Right.
And I'm starving and they walk around in front of me? How ironic. What a bit of irony that is. It's got to be a joke, isn't it? No joke. Rachel.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I'm not on a stolen cell phone, by the way.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Are you a recon?
Well, who said that?
Yes, I am.
All right.
But I don't have any kids. None of my friends do. And I'm actually a 20-year-old virgin.
Wow, I find that very hard to believe.
A Puerto Rican virgin?
Yes, I'm a Puerto Rican virgin. But I guess I'm holding out
How
for
fat
Anthony.
Are you?
What?
Nothing.
No, I have a very nice body, and I'm just holding out.
Yeah?
Yeah, so whatever that little chinky boy said is not true.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Anthony.
What?
Anthony.
Wow. Really?
The limo driver that...
No, I've just been holding out. I haven't found the right guy, I guess.
All right.
But I would just like to say that I absolutely hate Guidos. Not Anthony, though.
So, you're Puerto Rican, you hate the Guidos.
Yes.
And we have
Italians.
You hate the Italians.
Wow, yeah. Look at that. But she likes me.
All right, hold on. We got an Italian on the line. Julio.
Nah, this is Julio.
Julio.
Julio's the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, we went through this already.
Yeah, I remember you, Julio. What's up?
What's up, boss? How you doing?
All right, you're on the phone.
I got a comment for this lady. I understand what the problem is with Guidos, because if you look at it this way, Italians got to be the best thing you could be. You got Polish, they're known as dumb. You got Irish, they're known as drunk. You got Jewish, they're known as Italian.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, because you walk down the street saying, how you doing? Forget about it. I'm fine.
How you doing?
How you doing?
The thing is, I think you like Italian. And that's just your way of covering up the fact. You might not like Guidos, but not all Italians are Guidos. Italian is Italian. Guido's just like a label that's thrown on an Italian. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, I guess Guinea is, too.
And then again, I'm sorry, I missed that.
She goes, I guess Guinea is too.
Yeah, Guinea, I don't care. Call me what you want. I know what I am. I'm proud of what I am.
Just go get your spaghetti and stop talking to me.
Wow. Wow, Rachel.
What is that?
She said, go eat your spaghetti, the 20-year-old
Puerto
Rican virgin.
I eat my spaghetti every day.
Cool.
I gotta have my spaghetti. I got my carbohydrates and whatnot. You know what I mean? I gotta function like a normal human being with my carbohydrates. Not a problem.
All right, man.
My spaghetti.
So, Rachel, you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do.
How many?
Two.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I come from a very upstanding family.
Oh, I thought maybe your father just left after two.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm with my stepfather now, but...
Ah, see? There you go, huh?
Parents died in a car crash.
What?
No. Not nothing.
Father cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For another girl?
I honestly don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
Italian
families don't have this problem.
Yes, they do.
Italian families stick together to the end, baby.
Just have fat grandmothers sitting around a table eating macaroni and
hey,
just talking about how you do it.
Having screwed up families, you know what I mean? Italian families, they're strong, they do their thing. I mean, their wife would rather die before divorcing her husband, even if the guy treats her, you know, not too good.
Right.
You don't have those problems with Italian families. The old school Italian families, we're not talking about the new school Italians. Whatever, when you get that, whatever, other breeds, half breeds, whatever, you get a full Italian, they do the right thing by the family. That's the important thing.
People, instant feedback coming in about Rachel. They want to know if the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny are there with you, the 20-year-old Puerto Rican virgin.
I am a virgin. I'm not going to lie about it. Usually girls call your show saying, like, how they're lesbians.
Oh, my God, look out behind you. It's Bigfoot.
See, the thing is, I didn't really call to defend my nationality, but then you made that comment about the Guidos when I was on hold, and I'm not going to lie to you.
All
I
right.
got a little offended.
Very good. Well, thank you, Julio.
No problem.
Don't forget, tune into the new season of Sopranos.
Right.
Yeah, you should do that.
All right, Rachel.
All right,
bye.
And I think that's like our Italian playbook when we watch that. It's like our game plan, Opie.
Yeah, it's Real America.
Yeah, Sopranos Marathon on HBO.
This is turning into a free-for-all today.
It certainly is.
Jay, what's your problem?
My problem.
Jay is Irish.
Yes,
okay.
I am Irish, and I am very tired of everybody saying that the Irish are all drunks. Okay? You have that Italian guy over there. All he does is drink his wine, and he doesn't do anything else. My parents are full-blown Irish, and, you know, they drink from time to time, but we're not all drunks.
from time to time, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
It's not like that.
No.
Anywhere you go, you know, they hear your last name, and it's like, oh, you want a beer?
You know, Jay, I got to say, we have a friend, Jay, up in Boston. We do that to him every time we see him, and he's Irish.
Yeah.
Does he take the beer every time?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And he's usually drunk, so.
Yeah, well, I know one thing, and that's Irish guys can kick almost anybody's ass.
Yeah,
and
it's usually their own brothers, though. You guys are always beating the crap out of each other. But don't try to get in the middle of two Irish brothers fighting, because then they'll both turn on you and start beating the crap out of you.
Right.
Yeah, well, no comment on that.
And it's usually in a bar, drinking.
Yeah, well, I have another thing to say. The Irish curse, that is complete bull.
You're hung like a what?
Oh, you got like a good 2-3 inches, right?
I'd say double that, triple that, maybe.
Double, triple.
It's duct taped to my leg.
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. There's another Irish guy on the line. Tim?
Guys, what's up?
All right, you're on with Jay, another Irish guy.
What's up, Tim? How you doing, Anthony? No, sorry. Listen, I kind of agree with you, but I don't agree with you. My family, my uncles, they all died. They're all dead, and the only reason they're dead is because they drank, all right? My father was a problematic drinker. I can't talk.
Look, he sounds drunk.
I got it from you, Anthony. And, you know, stop denying it. You know, it's in the family. It's in the blood. It's hereditary. All right? Well, all my brothers drink. I drink on occasion. I don't drink to excess, but...
It's true. It's true.
It's there.
It's there, but, you know, it's like anywhere you go. It's like as soon as they find out you're Irish, it's like they either accuse you of being drunk there or they think as soon as you leave, you're going to go get hammered.
So what?
Well, when you're Italian, people are like, oh, you're in
Italian.
The mob?
You're Italian. You're going to go window shop in the Irish garbage, you know, with the clear bags. You know, you're going to go tit for tat now.
You know that's a Puerto Rican joke.
Or even like Anthony, I think you said it one time before. You're Irish when you hang out with, you check your car for bombs.
Yeah.
You know, hey.
I always do that. I make him go out and start the car.
There you go.
Look, go ahead, you start it. Oh,
you
got me.
Would you rather be, you know, related to terrorists or drunks? Unfortunately, I have them both in my family, so you can't do anything about it.
Oh, jeez.
All right, guys. Thank
Later,
you.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, man. He's with IRA, I guess. IRA drunk.
Matt.
Am I on the internet?
You're a Jewish guy that's pissed off at the Puerto Ricans. Why?
Yeah, I mean, that's total bull. Like, I drop a penny. I don't go, oh, my God, I dropped a penny. I better pick it up. I mean, I drop a penny. It's a freaking penny. That's all.
But if it was a quarter, that's another story, right?
A quarter, I mean, I'm 13. I only get an allowance.
A quarter, yeah.
Okay. A quarter is all a bit more. A penny, though, I say, screw that. And that's basically all I got to say.
All right, very good. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I guess if you threw the penny in the Volkswagen, he wouldn't jump in after it, like the old joke goes.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much. I mean, dissing everybody. I'm half Italian, half Irish. I'm not drunk, and I'm not in the mafia, although half my family's drunk and half my family is in the mafia. But, I got a problem with the Arabs at the gas stations. I don't know if you got this problem in New York, but why do they always have to call you boss man?
Well, that's just a new saying. That's like the dude of this new millennium, to call everyone boss man.
Well, they're the only people that do it, and I'm a police officer, so I see them all the time, and just like five words they know, 5, 10, fill up, boss man, and rob.
Rob.
I kid you not.
Credit. Remember when the guy was asking me if I wanted a receipt?
Yeah.
You want a reset?
Reset.
Reset. You want a reset?
Reset.
I'm like, what? A rose? What?
And then they get pissed off at you because you don't understand them.
I'm like, excuse me,
reset.
Like, reset. Opie, what's he saying? Wrestle? I want to wrestle?
Right.
No, I need gas.
Or when they just know the word yes, because I had I remember one time we had a gas station get robbed and get there and, you know, Haku was like, you know, we're like, yeah, what happened? Did you get robbed? Yes. Was it a black guy? Yes. You have a gun? Yes. And it's like, all right. And believe it or not, there were some Puerto Rican guys there and they started messing with the guy. And they're like, are you gay? And he's just going on. He's like, yes. They just kept going and going. It was so funny.
Do you take it up the poop chute?
Yes.
Yes.
Bushman.
Have you ever been fisted?
Yes.
All right, Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys. Rock.
Thank you.
It's nice to start off the new millennium showing
that we've moved forward.
Yeah, and we could really spread the love here between the races.
Michelle, what's going on?
All right. I am 100% Italian.
Yeah.
The other half of my family is Puerto Rican. My aunt married a Puerto Rican. His great-grandmother was from Spain, an actual Spaniard. They hate Puerto Ricans, even though their own race hates Puerto Ricans.
Sounds like a static or something. Wait a minute. Michelle.
Yes.
Is your mustache rubbing on the phone? Because I'm hearing...
You know what? And I'm Sicilian, so it's not dark hair or anything.
Oh, man.
Just saying that even the actual Spanish people do not like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. We all know that from the ovation Rick gets on any given day here, that people don't like Puerto Ricans.
And all Italians are not... It looks like Rachel was still on the phone.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll call... If she calls back, you call back in, all right?
Okay.
All right, Michelle. Thank you. I believe we have a free-for-all in progress here on the Open Anthony Show.
Unbelievable.
Look at the screen. Argentinian pissed at Ricans. Polish, and I'm pissed at Anthony.
Pissed Rican at slanty eyes. Jesus, man.
An Italian, I hate Indians. Will on line 7. He's German and tired of the Jews.
Jews pissed at the Arabs. Oh, geez, there's a new battle.
Wait, can't we start a new battle?
Why doesn't anyone hate the goddamn Canadians?
Right. All right, more of the
flatheads.
More of this crap on the way. Stay there.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are gonna burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony,
1027.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Off to a fine start today, January 4th, 2000.
19-2000.
A lot of people still convinced we're on vacation. I don't know what we have to do to convince you guys that we are here live, almost nationwide. Yeah. Another one of my power meetings during vacation.
Ah, in other places.
I was schmoozing with the people back in Boston, Anthony.
You are, you all?
Schmoozing, wheeling and dealing, and getting hammered.
Really?
Getting hammered.
You got hammered up in Boston?
I got hammered throughout the whole vacation.
Were you really?
My new love, red wine.
Nice.
Lots and lots of red wine. I feel like I'm...
You got to drink that kind of at room temperature, though, right?
I was doing that.
Yeah?
Some nice bottles of red wine. They still had the screw-off tops, but they look nice.
Well, no corks. No pesky corks to deal with.
Nah, the corks are a hassle.
What the hell was I drinking this?
But the label looked good, so it must have been good wine.
Captain Morgan and Coke and beer.
Yeah?
And a couple of Bloody Marys. Those are always good.
Well, I got another announcement to make. Very exciting news for the Opie and Anthony Show. Well, first of all, our article's out in Raw Magazine.
Yes, on newsstands now.
We should give the WWF another fine plug for the great article they wrote on you and I.
Raw Magazine.
The January issue. It's finally out.
It's got a Christian and Edge on the cover with the Hardy Boys.
Right. We were talking about this about a month ago, and everyone's like, look, man, I've been looking for the article. It's not out. Well, if it's going to be the January issue, I guess it would come out in January, but we weren't thinking like that.
Well, sometimes,
way back in late November when we started talking about this.
I've got magazines where it says, you know, the January issue, and you could pick it up in November.
Doesn't that freak you out?
Yeah.
Playboy does that. Like, I think they're up to, like, November 2000 right now.
They can't pump those out fast enough.
Right.
Because there's a demand.
But anyway, so that's very exciting news for us, because that's nationwide.
Yeah.
Because I was in three different states over vacay, and every bookstore and magazine stand I was at had it. I was like, wow. And
yeah.
I'm such a retard, too, because I was at, like, a bookstore, and there's the Raw Magazine with our big, huge, freaking mugs.
Yeah.
Can you take a bigger picture of us guys at WWF?
I know, both pages.
So I open it up to that, and I just lift it up for the whole store to see, like, they care.
Look, it's me.
Look, see, that's me.
I'm in the magazine.
Can I have it for free? Because, see, that's me.
You can't even buy or have your own image given to you. No, you must buy it.
No, so we're excited about that. I think it's the best article ever written on us.
Most, very good.
Most people that decide to do an interview with us like to trash us. They make believe when they're here. They ask all the fluffy questions and stuff. I'm like, hey, man, it looks like it went really well. Like, that's going to be a good article. And then it comes out, and it's just a piece of crap. They trash us.
Suck.
They don't understand us or our show or our listeners.
They're just shock jocks.
Right.
Please.
But Not in Raw Magazine did a fine job. And the Wheeling and Dealing in Boston, we are officially syndicated.
Get out of here.
But not the whole show. It's kind of a weird thing we're doing.
Yeah.
They are playing in Boston our best bits.
Really?
Our best bits. Which is kind of cool. Like when you tune in the station in Boston, it's you're only going to hear the good stuff from Opie and Anthony. So like when we're having a crappy day here in New York, it doesn't matter up there because they only got the best stuff.
True. And Opie did the Wheeling and Dealing.
Wheeling and Dealing
for this.
A little bit. You okay. did. You did too.
All right, but I'm just.
Oh no! What
to the point here?
What did he say?
Wheeling and Dealing.
I see it in your eye. Go ahead. Burn me.
How about the cash?
Well, that's something. That's something I'm still working on.
There will be no financial reward.
And as you know by now, we're not in this for the money.
I know. Believe me, I know.
But if our agent would ever call us, I think we can work those details
Trust
out.
Trust me. I don't want my income bracket going up by a buck.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Well, maybe that's why we're waiting for that. Just let me know when it's okay to work out that deal for us.
That's okay. Just ask Sandy if she wants another cruise. I just realized I paid for that.
Did you? You want me to pay you back?
I guess I did. No, you don't have to pay me. It was Sandy that went.
You want her to pay you back?
My wife took Sandy on a cruise. My wife takes Opie's girlfriend on a cruise. I paid the bill. It hit me over the holidays. I look at her, he's laughing his balls off over there. It hit me over the holidays. It's like, wait a minute. Aren't you on the cruise? It got put on the American Express card. Even if Sandy paid her back,
right?
I didn't see it. I didn't see a dime of that.
Well, I remember writing out the check for Sandy to give to your wife.
No, I know that didn't have any of that.
Are you sure?
So it's like, you know, sorry I didn't get you anything for Christmas, though. But I got your chick a cruise down to the Caribbean.
Too bad that's not the only thing you've paid for recently.
Yeah, well, tell me about it.
If there was only a cruise, I think you'd be real happy right now.
Pay through the nose.
Anyway, so what was the point? Oh, we're up in Boston now, and they're playing our bits like all over the damn radio station up there. So
yeah,
very excited. So if you want to send an email to WBCN in Boston, you know, thanking them for having the balls to get us back on in Boston, that would
Hell
be
yeah.
really cool. The cool thing though is a lot of you guys have been big parts of our bits. So now some of you guys are being heard in Boston as well. It's not just Opie and Anthony.
No, stuff we've done down here.
Some of the stuff I've sent is some of the hilarious stuff you guys have come up with. So,
and now it's up in Boston,
right?
Not WBCN,
right? So the virus slowly spreading, slowly but surely.
And they were our arch enemy years ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange to be on that station.
Honestly, it's a huge story up there.
Yeah.
Like they're sending down the articles every day, and it's just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the station we used to just completely bash and trash on the air when we were up there.
Yeah, picture, to put it in some perspective here, picture if we went over and started having tea and crumpets with Will Pendarvis.
That will never happen.
It was just as bizarre having it happen up in Boston.
But after
with, Nick.
But after many meetings and many bottles of wine and dinners and schmoozing, we put our differences aside.
Yes, we did.
And we didn't do it for the cash. Because
there is none.
Because that's what they're saying up there, too. You know?
Yeah.
That we're doing it for the cash. No, we're not. We're just doing it because we have a bunch of faithful listeners up there, too, that we want them to, you know, hear some of the stuff we're doing here in New York.
How come everything we do, people say we do it for the cash, and we never see cash?
I know.
I don't understand.
They only know.
It's like, oh, they got to be doing it for the money, man. They did this and that, and they got fired, or they said this. What money?
What money? We're still waiting.
I wish I'd see it.
I mean, that's wearing a brand new shirt, but
hey,
that's the first new shirt I've seen you wear in 5 years.
Christmas present. What do you think? I buy shirts?
Oh, very good.
We're kind of impressed. We're all whispering.
Gap that were you?
All whispering behind your back a little bit, going, "Wow, look at Ant styling with a brand new shirt finally."
Finally, Jesus Christ! You know something? You said that about the nice new shirt I was wearing last week or something.
So how many you got now? Two?
Yeah, I'm up to two nice new shirts.
And you still have like the Jack Daniels T-shirts? And...
No, you know something? I really don't.
No.
No, those didn't make the crossover. I can only leave the house with so much in my trunk.
Oh, my God.
After you broke it. Yeah, yeah.
What?
You know how it is. What? What, huh? No, just, you know, I got a couple of nice shirts.
By the way, I need my crowbar back.
Good luck. I left it. Couldn't carry my computers and the clothes and same arm. I wouldn't make two trips. Fully expect the cops to put a gun to my head.
So I don't know. I don't know where this break started, but
no better feeling than when you're breaking into your own house.
Wow, getting a little warm in here.
Turn on the AC.
It's getting a little warm in here. What are you kidding?
It's really warm in New York today. That's spring-like weather they're talking about.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Supposed to get a little cooler tonight.
So you're a little delirious is what you're trying to say.
Maybe that's it.
And people shouldn't pay attention to the last 15 minutes of radio.
Oh, I was just trying to take the attention off of something private, like my new shirts. Kind of deflect the attention elsewhere. So you wouldn't dwell on my shirt. I changed the subject real good, didn't I?
Wow.
Okay, everything will come out. Don't worry, people. Everyone thinks they're being left out of the loop.
Well, we took a break from abusing all the races, but they're back on the phone lines, Ann.
Uh-oh.
I think we have to take another break. I don't know what we accomplished during this one. But,
we don't have to accomplish crap.
That's true. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027.
1027. WNAW. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Well, if only she would have had the Sloman shield, I would have had none of my stuff.
Ouch.
Oh, well.
Pay no attention to this radio show today. All right, Ant. Where are we in this mess of a show? A lot of pissed off people on the phone lines.
Yeah, we have people full of hatred and racial stereotypes. And what other place gives you this forum to let it out and feel better about it? You know, I think when some white trash hillbilly calls up
and starts... you know, bad-mouthing the Chaggers
on our very radio show, I think he's ready to go out and be more peaceful in real life.
You really think, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What is a chigger, by the way?
It's a... You ever see a bug?
Yeah.
It's like a bug, like a chinch bug.
Okay.
Or a chigger.
So a chigger is a bug.
Yeah, if you was working on a farm, you would know about chaggers.
Right, okay.
Goddamn chaggers. Little... pests, the chigger. And they get on the children, I hear.
Chiggers get on the children.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I saw one time a beautiful girl in our town. Beautiful blonde-haired girl. Walking down the street with a goddamn chigger on her arm. Now, girl, what you doing with that chigger? Come on over here. And I took joy... in killing that chigger. I told her I never want to see you walking down Main Street of this town again with a chigger on your arm. So you got to stay out from where the chiggers are. Or they get on you.
And chigger would be a bug, right?
It's a goddamn bug.
Okay.
It's like a chinch bug.
Right.
Or a mite. They live under the leaves. It's called the chigger.
Okay,
a goddamn chigger.
But they feel better about themselves.
Okay.
Yada doodle.
Let's go back to the phones. Chris has been waiting a long time. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Owner, what's going on?
All right.
I'm Italian, and I can't stand those dirty, stinking sand niggers.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Come on.
Didn't ring the bell once during the Chigger thing.
Oh, well, Chigger, because Chigger's a bug.
A bug.
That's what I said.
Just say Dothead or something, man.
How about Raghead or something?
Oh. That was a little harsh.
I deal with them all day.
Yeah, well, what's the problem?
Oh, they got these little Italian delis that used to deal nice and stuff, and then you got these guys buying them out and destroying everything and being rude all the time. I just can't stand them.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You waited almost an hour for that, huh?
Hey, I got to say the S stand bleep on the air. So what the hell?
Okay.
Later.
Thank you. I was hoping for the first train of the new century.
Well, I'm waiting for my template. There it is.
Well, Kevin is going to admit that he's Irish and he's a drunk. Kevin.
All right.
Yeah, I thought a Chigger was a black Chinese.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm Irish and. When I first got to college, I was getting slammed off of two beers, but that was only 3 months ago, and now I'm like 9 and feeling good.
So you're an Irish guy that likes to drink.
Oh, yeah. It's the stereotype's completely true.
All right, very good.
But, you know.
Well, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye. We're going to move on to other things very soon here. Stacy, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, number one, that Chinese dude, he's so stupid, okay? The reason he's upset at the Puerto Ricans because they look good.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Stacey?
They have good looks.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Loved you in White Man Can't Jump.
Anyways.
God damn, listen to your voice. Go ahead. Continue. You're pissed off at the Chinese.
Yeah, because number one, everyone that's jumping on the Puerto Ricans are upset. All right? For the simple fact, they know the Puerto Ricans have it going on. And then you're confusing us with the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying?
Does Woody Harrelson have a big unit?
For real.
For real.
Don't start me, yo. You don't know me like that.
No?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Puerto Rican winning all that money on Jeopardy. Come on. Who are you kidding? Oh, my God.
You're being bad, man.
What? Go ahead, Stacy. I'm
sorry.
Because
he's a jackass, but that's the fact. Anyway.
All right, touche. Very good. Very good, Stacy. All right, go ahead. So you don't like the Chinese?
No. He needs to shut up, him and his chinky ass, all right?
All right.
Him and his no. All right? He needs to shut up, for real.
Mr. Obvious is on line 10. Paul, hey, Stacy sounds like Rosie Perez.
Well, I don't look like her. I look much better anyway.
Hey, Paul.
First of all, let me ask this the person a question here.
Yeah.
She knows Puerto Ricans and everything like that. I got a question. How come all Puerto Ricans aren't getting Honda Civics? They change the exhaust system so they sound like weed whackers.
Please, we don't have Honda Civics. Please.
Hold on, Rosie. Lighten up a minute there. Now, check it out. That's number one. You know, Anthony over there figured out all the stuff with the Sammy Sosa. There's no more soap in the windows.
Sammy Sosa is freaking Dominican. Get it straight. He's Dominican. He's not Puerto Rican. He's Dominican. What are we talking about? Hispanics or are we talking about Puerto Ricans here? Hispanics or Puerto Ricans? We're talking about Puerto Ricans, right?
Right now I'm talking about Puerto Ricans, too. I was just saying what Anthony had said prior. Do you listen to the show or you just call up yakking?
You know what? I've been probably listening longer than you have, so shut the hell up.
Oh, wow. She's getting tough.
I love when our faithful listeners fight it out, eh? Who's been listening longer?
Hey, Duffy, she just don't make no sense. She wants to yak. You know what I mean?
I like how she sounds, though. She sounds like Rosie Perez.
I'll give you that, there, Duffy. She sounds like a really hot Thomas Sayama. You know what I mean?
Love this guy. He hates me, but I love this guy, man.
Anyway, peace be with you guys. And just one thing to say to that lady. That Rumpa Vinaculo. Later.
Hey, Paul, what do you... All right.
You didn't want to hang.
Stacy?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. I'm sorry for that exchange.
Don't worry about it.
All right, bye. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, man, Zeke.
Zeke, what's going on?
Hey, man, I don't like Amish chicks, man. One blue-balled me one time.
She what? Yeah?
She blue-balled me.
Oh, really?
Got him all excited and didn't follow through.
Yeah, man, she had me all lubed up with some of that fresh-churned butter that they got. Then I hear like a triangle ringing in the distance, and she goes running off for a barn raisin, man. What's up with that?
Barn raisin?
I gotta go, man.
Very good.
Guys are a rip today, man.
Yeah, you guys are on fire.
I don't know. Are we done with this?
Yeah, maybe we should go on to other things.
All right, we'll touch on it a little later.
I think we've had enough racial hatred for the show's quota today.
The gays?
That's not like a racial thing.
The gays? We'll get into Ricky Martin in a little bit.
Literally? Seems like everyone else has. With his new head of one hair. Yeah. Yeah, flaming homo. Hair of shocking white. Did what? Girl, who are you kidding?
Why are you pulling your pants down in front of Spaz? Live in La Vida Homo. Can we see your stuff? Can we see your stuff?
Yeah, sing about girls. Yeah.
Pull your pants down. Pull your pants down.
Come on!
Use it or lose it.
It's gonna make you puke.
We see you.
Okay, Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a little story about him in a picture in the paper. Did you see that?
Ball.
There it is.
I got some problems with the story.
Wow.
Do you?
Yeah. I was reading it. I'm thinking, oh, red flag.
Well, there's a few red flags here. Now, before we start this, we have no idea whether or not Ricky Martin pounds nails.
I have no idea about his sexual persuasion, but we can speculate whatever we please.
We have no clue. He's like a robin and likes to pull worms out of the ground. No idea.
No.
So let's say that right off to the top here.
Sure. Well, it seems Ricky Martin spent New Year's Day in Miami Beach. You know.
Okay, that's the first red flag.
Okay. Okay, he's in Miami Beach. And
I'm going to count the red flags.
All right.
Miami Beach, New Year's Eve, 1.
Looking like Goldilocks.
Okay.
He bleached his hair.
Bleached his hair.
It's white. It's not bleach.
How many of your pals do you know, Ant?
It's the new bleach in the pump dispenser.
Okay. How many of your pals bleached their hair?
Oh, my God. Let's see. There was,
none. All right, so that's 2.
Yeah, he dyed his hair. People are saying, his representative, his little rep people. He dyed his hair just before Christmas, just for fun.
He said, for a goof. You know, gigging.
Yeah, that's what I do for a goof.
You do that.
Sure.
For fun.
For fun, why not?
You don't maybe, I don't know, pop in a PlayStation game up?
Or bang a broad?
Bang a broad. You know, some fun. Maybe go out for a few drinks.
When I'm thinking fun, I'm thinking banging broad.
Sure.
Not dyeing my hair blonde.
Not going to the salon or the little hair care place and having somebody bleach your hair.
Right.
Blonde. For fun.
And
for fun.
In Miami Beach.
All right, let's see. He'd been on a two-week trip with two friends to India. All right, well, we don't know who these two friends are.
Oh, they went to India?
That's what it said.
That's a surprise because they don't eat meat in India.
All those three do.
Oh. Lucky he wasn't on that plane.
Okay. So that's three red flags?
Three, yeah.
Okay.
Return to the United States, yeah, to spend New Year's Eve in Miami. And I think the jet ski was a Christmas present from someone. So they'd been jet skiing.
They. All right, this
a
is...
A buddy, let's see, Ricky Martin, accompanied by a buddy and his pet Labrador, sunned themselves...
Wait, I got to stop you. How long have I known you?
Oh, my God, years now. Like,
how many times have we gone sunning together?
Jeez, can I have a moment to count the amount of times we've spent sunning?
Sunning.
Do you call up your buddy and say, hey, Joe, you want to go sunning? Want to do some sunning?
Sunning.
No.
No.
No, we have never sunned.
I think we got drunk together on a beach in Turks and Caicos, but there was no sunning.
There was no
other
sunning.
Right, it was not. Okay.
All right.
That's they four were... red flags.
Sunning themselves before, and listen closely to the way this is phrased, before jumping on a jet ski to tool around the bay.
Okay, listen, that's five red flags. Now, Ant?
Yes.
Once again, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time.
Uh-huh.
You love jet skiing.
Opie, I owned my own Sea-Doo watercraft, personal watercraft, the two-seat version, you know?
Right. Sure.
The one with the big seat where it was somebody can sit on the back.
Right.
If they damn well please.
Correct.
Yeah.
How many times have we gone jet skiing on the same jet ski together?
Never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever.
Ever. Never, ever.
Never.
Ever, never. Ever, never.
First of all, what are you gonna hold on to? Like the whole gag when you get a girl on the back is there's a handle up front.
Right.
You know? Hold on tight. I'm going to jump some waves over here. You better hold on.
Sure.
I'm going to try to blow your bikini top off when I go through this boat wake. You know? Little tricks I just couldn't imagine playing on the Opster, hanging on the back of the jet ski. You know what I mean? It just wasn't going to happen.
Sharing a jet ski.
A jet ski with his buddy. And from the looks, I don't know. They could not have found a more gay picture of this man to put in the Daily News.
Know what's funny about that whole picture, too? Let me take a look. They're having, like, some kind of little fight, too.
It's like a little moment or something, because he seems a little miffed.
Yeah, like Ricky with his, like, cute little blonde hair.
I want to ride the jet ski next, and you sit in the back.
He's pouting, and his friend is kind of like behind him, kind of like talking to him.
Trying to smooth things over.
And when I'm bummed about the radio show, will we ever find a picture of us like that in the paper?
I don't think that you could ever find a moment like that
right.
With us.
Never.
You're bummed about the show, I'm like, well, I'll go down and get some beer.
Right.
The problem solved. We feel much better about things.
Sure.
No. Let's get Ricky's all pouty. I want to drive. You're always driving. Yeah.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
my God. That's funny.
Now the abuse is coming in here.
Scott, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
All right.
I'm thinking Sandy's loving you now because you must look exactly like Ricky Martin now.
Well, if you remember the time John Stewart came in, there was a whole controversy how Sandy wanted you to get a Ricky Martin hairdo.
Right.
I guess he heard it.
Exactly.
You're not going to get his hairdo.
You're going to have to make her look more like Drew Barrymore.
You can't tell what his hairstyle is like in this because it's been puffed back from the
From the jizz.
what are we saying about Opie now if he has that bleach blonde hair?
Hope doesn't have bleach blonde hair.
And I didn't have a choice. This is what I was born with. When you start dyeing your hair, bleach blonde.
It's for fun.
Well,
I
saw you in the Raw magazine. I figured with a little bleach, you could be a baloney smuggler like Ricky.
Give me a break. I don't share jet skis.
I'm just busting you.
All right, Scott.
You guys are great.
Bye.
On the same page, too. What the hell happened to Gwen Stefani?
Oof. Weren't you supposed to get braces when you were 12, not 30?
But she just doesn't look good in this picture. With the braces, how's she going to sing and look all hot and stuff with a mouthful of tin? Gavin Rosdell's just like, I'll remember.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You're a gay guy?
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem?
I'm wondering why you guys are so homophobic. What does it matter if Ricky Martin's gay or...
I'll tell you why it matters. Why isn't he singing songs about guys? Yeah.
Because then his career would be over.
We can't talk about it, but him being silent is fine. He's goofing.
I'm
offended he's singing about banging chicks.
It's because he has to.
No,
I have a career.
I don't care that he's gay, but
You guys are ranking on him because he's gay. If you think he's gay.
I'm more ranking on him that he's, and we don't know for sure, but I'm ranking on the fact that he's singing about girls and it seems like he doesn't really know much about women.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a problem with that, yes.
Who's going to buy his records if they know he's singing to guys?
Oh, all you gay guys who will be so happy that he came out of the closet if he is gay.
I haven't even bought his record. I don't like his music. He's a nice looking guy. You have to at least.
Don, honestly, if he is gay, I feel sorry for him. Could you see Ant and I? We want to make it so bad that we're going to sing. If it was popular to sing about guys, all of a sudden we put a record out singing about guys because that's the only way we could make it. Screw that.
Well, I understand, but I like you guys. I listen to you guys every day driving home.
Living La Vida, homo. That's what the song should have been called.
Yeah.
You guys are equal opportunity offenders, but it just seems like you're ranking on the poor guy. He's in a tough situation. He's probably got managers and PR people telling him.
I'm laughing. He's got the worst of both worlds is what he's got. He's probably so happy. You put the camera in front of this guy's face, he flashes that big smile. He's talking about how great everything is, how wonderful, and he's probably miserable.
Because
he can't get the hot beef injection in public because he's got to make it like he likes chicks. And all those crazy Puerto Rican girls jumping around loving him. Ricky, Ricky, come to me. Ricky. They all interview him. When it comes to the garden and stuff, they get the cameras down there by the police lines. Ricky, I just want to say I love you. And please, if you would just come to me, I would be the best thing you ever had. Ricky, please come to me. Ricky, I love you. I love you. I would love you. I would give you loving like you never had. Yeah, you would. You don't have a penis. What are you loving like you've never had?
But people like you make it hard. You foster this hatred of
him. No, people like us don't make it hard, but this guy in the picture looks like he might be. All right, come on. All right, enough.
Do you guys have any gay friends?
Let me think about that. Gay friends? I don't think so.
I had a homo friend. We talked about that.
I wouldn't have a problem having a gay friend. I have a problem with people being fake.
It's not being fake.
It is.
It's having to hide. Germany, you had to hide you were a Jew.
Well, it's not worth it.
Well, that's
wants to be that famous that he's going to hide and sing about women.
If you were gay, or one of you were gay, would you be out on the radio and be Gay Anthony and Gay Opie?
Yes. Hi, it's the gay Anthony show with Opie.
You honestly believe
Opie and gay Anthony.
Well, you're on to us. That's why we take so much time off. We're too busy. We can't get out of the bedroom.
No, I'm not saying
that. Yeah, I'd be out because I'd be banging guys all night.
You're talking about it.
You know you'd be biting a pillow. I'd be pulling your hair, Don.
I don't think so. You're not my type.
Your type. What's your type? Anything with a Schween.
See, you guys are crazy.
Oh, come on.
We talk about stereotypes and everything else, and then we get to a stereotype that gay guys will screw anything, and you go crazy.
Well, straight guys will screw anything, too.
Hallelujah. Because it's guys, but a straight guy has to find a girl. There's the trick,
Don.
A straight guy has to find a girl. You gay guys, you bump into each other. It's like, hey, you want to screw? Okay. Why not?
Whether he's gay or straight, he has, he's horny.
But then you're bumping into another guy who's horny. That's why I'm saying gay guys probably have more sex than straight guys.
And, Don, when was the last time you got a piece?
I have a steady relationship for 8.5 years.
Well, congratulations.
And when was the last time you boned?
Saturday.
That's it, huh?
Pitcher? Catcher?
Yeah, what do you do? Both?
Little of both.
Little of both, huh?
It's the best of both worlds. You shouldn't limit yourself to one or the other.
Best of both worlds, Uranus and Uranus. Those are the only worlds involved there.
Come on, guys.
Why? You don't think it's funny to... You know something? You gay guys got to figure this out.
Figure what out?
Just because we think it's funny and stuff doesn't mean we hate you and we're on the road to bashing and stuff like that. But you got to admit, to a straight guy, gay sex is the funniest thing ever. Just like man ass.
Yeah, how do you look at man ass and go, wow, I want a piece of that.
I need some of that.
Don, trust me, there are some women, yeah, you're right. I'll agree with you, but I mean...
But you, like rolling a guy over and looking at that big hairy thing is better than a woman's snatch?
It's what you are. I mean, I didn't ask to be this way. It's just that I am.
You didn't ask what?
I didn't ask to be this way. It's what I was.
When did you know, Don?
When I was 18.
Yeah?
18. That's when I finally admitted it.
But, I mean, you could look at it like, I really need to understand this, okay? You're at the gym, let's say. You're in the shower, and there's a guy next to you with the hairiest of asses. You honestly get turned on by that?
I don't like Wolfman like guys. There's all different kinds of guys.
Oh, he likes the hairless.
The girls. Most, not hairless.
I think most guys have a hairy ass, though, right? Let me check.
Not that I've come across.
Jesus Christ. Get out of here.
Plus, I've been with the same person for 8.5 years, so I haven't seen one, really.
8.5 years, huh?
Yeah. How long have you been together with your partner?
Oh, too long.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You goof on everybody, but it just seems like...
Well, then
you get these calls from these idiots that listen to you, some of them that are idiots, and they just want to... Take what you say and then use that as an excuse to hate gay people and bash them.
Oh, hate. See, it's not hate. You're mistaking humor and fun for hatred.
Yeah, Don, I mean, if you're a faithful listener to the show, you don't hear the hate in our voices. I'm sorry.
Don't hate gay people. Think it's some funny-ass crap, though. Think it's some funny stuff, though.
It's real. We're very real on this radio show. We're not going to fake it.
I know you're real.
All right.
But I'm saying some of your listeners interpret what you're saying and use that as an excuse to hate.
Well, we can't worry.
Opie and Anthony are making fun of them. They must be all right. Let's go beat up a few fags.
All right. I have an announcement. Opie and Anthony love gay people.
Yes. We're coming out. We're gay. Gay and loving it, Don.
You guys are funny. I like you guys. I listen to you every day, but...
We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us.
Welcome both of you to the gay community.
Thank you. With open legs, we welcome you. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys.
Here's the traditional gay greeting.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hello.
It wouldn't be our show if we didn't like put you on the phone with
the rotisserie. I'm like,
no. If we didn't put you on the phone with with another guy, okay?
I already have somebody.
No, no, this guy wants to talk to you, and it wouldn't be our show if we didn't allow this to happen.
Yes.
So I apologize before I put Carl on with you.
All right.
Carl?
Hello, Carl. Yeah, this is me.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a question for the Colin Cowboy. Yeah, what are you so proud of, Sphincter Boy? What, that you have sex with some guy? Don't. What are you so proud of?
All right.
Well, I'm sure we won't even hear a piece of that one.
All right. First of all, I'm sure they dumped out of that.
Yeah.
Don? Don?
Yeah.
I apologize for Carl. I thought he was going to have a little more fun than that.
Yeah, he was very intelligent.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
you
that happened.
You are, you like what you like. You can't help it. Ricky Martin's in a tough situation. A lot of probably Hollywood and music stars are in a tough situation because their careers would be dead if they came out.
I don't know. It's I guess it's getting pretty trendy to be gay, though.
Yeah, wouldn't
For
he...
Someone like Boy George. Nobody was surprised when he came out as being gay.
You don't think the gay guys would come... rolling in if he would swivel his hips and say he was gay? You wouldn't be there?
Who?
You.
Ricky? With Ricky?
Yeah. Supporting
no,
his gayness?
I'd support him, but I mean, I don't buy his records because I don't like his music anyway. I'm not going to just like him because he's gay.
Tommy from Staten Island says, gay guys don't have hairy asses because the friction of the other fag's stomach rubbing on it makes it disappear. Is that true, Don?
That could be true. Some guys shave their asses.
Ah, go shave your ass.
All right. Well, thank you, Don.
All right, guys.
Thank you for having a sense of humor.
All right, you guys suck.
All right, but
no, you suck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the setup. I needed one today. All right.
Whoa.
Oh man.
Well, he's
Hey, where's the Jay Moore sex call?
He made a point.
If it's real easy, we'll go on a break with it. Right there?
All right.
We have to play this again. I know we've played it a million times, but our buddy Jay Moore having gay phone sex, and we'll be back with more of the Opie and Anthony Show in just a bit.
All right. It's FM Talk 102.7. Talk you can't ignore. It's Opie and Anthony, and in the studio with us today, Jay Moore. Hey, Marco.
Yeah.
You're a gay guy?
Yeah.
And you're in love with Jay?
Oh, I love Jay so much.
Get down here right now.
I would watch your show Action. I would watch your show Action and pleasure myself 2 and 3 times.
I think that is fantastic. I'm all for self-gratification.
You are so gorgeous.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Marco, these guys are blushing.
I love you so much.
I'm getting aroused talking to you, Marco.
I saw you on the cover of Genre.
That's right. That's a gay magazine.
You are so beautiful.
Do me a favor, Marco. I'm going to do phone sex for you right now. Come on. Take it out, Marco.
I'm at work right now.
I don't care if you're at work. Do you want it or not?
Oh, baby, I want it so bad.
Marco, do you know how ripped my stomach is right now?
Oh, baby. So hot.
Marco.
This is a wet dream, baby, for me. Oh,
where do you work, Marco?
On Long Island.
All right. You got to figure out a way to start. Do you work at a desk?
No, I work in a factory.
In fact, well, you got to find, you got to get that phone someplace where you can touch it, man.
Well, I'm behind a desk right now.
Take out the hog, Marco. Because what I'm going to do to you is going to rock your world.
Oh,
friend.
Baby.
Marco, stomach is so ripped.
Oh, baby, I love that.
You know the hip bones, when you get those diagonal lines that go down towards the crotch?
I got that too, man.
When your lower abs are really, really cut?
Yeah.
And I got, here's the topper of all toppers.
Oh.
2 days ago, I shaved my pubes. I'm not joking, Marco. These guys are laughing.
Oh,
man.
I do that too.
I do. I do just so I don't pull my hair when I masturbate. Oh. It's not 7.5 inches, Marco.
Oh, baby. I knew it. I knew you were that
circumcised.
Big.
Circumcised. I got a pink fireman's cap on top.
Oh, yeah.
I have very small testicles. Not very small like a freak, but they're not like Donald's, you know?
Oh, baby.
And Marco, man, I tell you what.
And
right
tell
now,
me. Tell me about that hole of love.
No, that I don't do.
Oh, now you're drawing a line, Jay.
I can only do oral with Marco. All I can tell him.
Oh, baby, just let me put my in there, and you.
Well, you can do that. Definitely, I'll let you do that. I'll get a baby wipe. I'll get it ready. Unless you want to clean it yourself.
Oh, baby.
It's gonna make you puke.
No, it won't. Marco, it is clean.
Mm.
I got baby wipe. I use toilet paper and baby wipes every time.
Oh, man.
Because you never know when you're in the Hershey Highway when this might break down.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And Marco, when it's all done,
yeah,
I'm going to make a map of Hawaii on your stomach.
Yeah.
It's going to be everywhere.
That's what I mean.
It's going to spray like I could break up an Al Sharpton march with what I'm spraying.
Oh, man. When I'll hit you on the forehead.
Come on, Marco. Is it Al Marco? Are you touching yourself right now?
Uh-huh.
Come on. Stroke it, man. Stroke it.
Hold on.
You want me or not? Stroke it.
Show me.
Show me. Come on. Show me. Come on. You want to be gay? Let's be gay. You say you're such a fag and all? Come on. This is your shot, man. You're going to get it. You are going to get it.
You are so hot.
You are so bad.
Oh, you're so hot.
You're bad. And you're going to get it. And if you don't take that out right now.
You know I want to give it to
you. Do it. Take it out. You better finish.
I'll give it
to you. I'm pulling my pants up if you don't finish. I got mine out right now. Anthony just turn the other way.
Oh, man.
Do it, Marco. If you don't... Oh. I'm going to smack your ass. Smack that tight ass you got.
Oh.
Come on, do it. Do it all over me, Marco. Come on. Good.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, my God. Hold it. Water. We're going in. Oh, my God.
Come back soon, Marco.
Oh, my God. I never dumped out so much in my life on a radio show.
Bring it, Olympians.
Opie, you're kind of cute, too.
All right, bye, Marco. Whore.
Whore. You whore.
All right, we had to hang up on Marco.
He better have been doing it. If I find out he's faking, I'm going to the factory with all my gay friends, and we're going to kill him. The music was the best part. I actually got an erection just from the music. Opie and Anthony, 102.7 Talk Radio. Forget it. Why listen to music? You own the album. What are you going to listen to? Rock and roll. You own that record. Put it on 102.7. It's a riot, baby. It's a riot. Opie, Anthony, 102.7.
This is a song that I wrote actually a couple days ago after, a friend of mine, my best friend, we went out to a bar and we got really hammered and we just had a really good time and I realized, why not write a song about the good times that you have with your pal when you're out drinking at night, you know what I mean? And
sure.
So I wrote this for my best friend, my friend.
This should be cute.
I'm going to play that now.
Yeah, that's touching.
I hope he's listening. If you are, man, this one's for you.
Maybe the whiskey's gone to my head, but if I were gay, I would give you my heart, and if I were gay, you'd be my work of art, and if I were gay, we would swim in romance, but I'm not gay, so get your hand out of my pants. It's not that I don't care, I do. I just don't see myself in you. Another time, another scene, I'd be right behind you, if you know what I mean. 'Cause if I were gay, I would give you my soul. And if I were gay, I would give you my whole being. And if I were gay, we would tear down the walls. But I'm not gay, so won't you stop cupping my hand?
It's radio, yeah.
We've never hugged, we've never kissed. I've never been intimate with your fist. But you have opened brand new doors. Get over here and drop your... Oh,
a lot of your music.
You know, I realized that, too.
Yeah.
So you got
maybe
some
a
issues.
Couple of issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
A few there. Okay. Yeah. Deal with those, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're secure in your manhood. I guess that's fine.
And I am.
Dudes with Tudes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
Stacker to the world's strongest fat burner.
Stacker back with the Opie and Anthony show. People lost weight with the Stacker last year, you remember. Now the holidays, people have been eating, gaining weight. Now you got to lose it.
Can I backtrack a little bit?
Okay.
I thought we hurt Stacker 2's feelings because they were advertising forever on our show, and then they went away for a little while. I thought they had a problem with us, but I'm proud to say they are back, and they had no problems with us whatsoever.
I think the people at Stacker know that people are going to eat during the holidays, so they should lay low, wait until they all fatten up, and then give them a great opportunity to lose the weight.
Let me tell you this. Screw Jenny Craig. If
really?
Monica Lewinsky was on Stacker 2, she'd be a lot thinner.
Yeah, everyone's making a big deal of Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's still a heifer.
She's still a heifer.
Oh, yes. She lost some weight. Big whoop. Give her some Stacker 2, though. You're talking supermodel.
There you go. So Stacker 2 does three things, right, Anthony?
Yes, it does. It gives you a boost of energy so you're not sluggish.
A boost.
During the, yes, during the day. It's the world's strongest fat burner. So it burns the fat. And it cuts the cravings to snack during the day.
There you go.
Adds up to losing weight.
Very good. Check out Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, at www.stacker2.com. Or you can give them a call for more info. 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes.
1027 WNEW. We're back. It's Opie and Anthony.
Old Dirty dropped in.
Old Dirty, yo, what up?
Okay. Oh, Dave was just looking at Luba's pictures up on the unofficial website.
Right.
And he's like, effing, that bitch is fine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Luba, who acted like a prude when she was on our show, we couldn't even get a nip out of her. And she played lesbian for a day. We were all like just drooling over her. Turns out that she posed naked about a year ago, and it's all over the internet. These pictures are all set and ready to go for, like, Penthouse or Playboy, right? All professional and stuff.
Ow.
What the hell happened, eh?
I just hit myself in the head with the mic. I'm noticing one thing on Luba.
Imperfections?
Well, no, she's shaved down pretty good, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stubble right there. Look at that. It goes up. I think she's pretty hairy if she wasn't shaved.
If she wasn't shaved, it looked like she has one of those big, huge Russian hats in her hands.
Those big, furry Russian hats in her lap. Yeah.
That's what it would look like.
A babushka?
Babushka.
A babushka.
A babushka.
Yes, my babushka. Look at the babushka in your lap. Looks like Rocky and Bullwinkle all in one.
Remember her man, though? A pimp? I mean, a man. Not a pimp.
Boris Badenov.
You look like the guy from the Georgie commercial, from the Georgie ads, the Georgie vodka.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see him?
No, I didn't check him out at all. I was too busy checking out Luba. Yeah,
Luba.
Well, we found the naked pictures of her. I don't even think she's happy that we found them. I don't know. Because this website is getting pounded.
Yeah.
To the point where they want to talk to us, the website. They're very, very happy.
I bet.
So, also, let's not forget. There's also pictures on the unofficial website of Anthony in his fur coat.
Yeah. Anthony had a fur coat back in the days?
Yeah, we talked about it on the air. And during the holidays, Ant ran into his uncle who happened to have some pictures of it.
Now
they're on the unofficial website for the whole world to see.
You know how it is, Old Dirty. You know, your mom's...
Your mom.
Your mom's buys you clothes and stuff.
You gotta wear it.
And you gotta. You gotta wear it. And I had... you're going to see it here. Here I am, back in the day with my little fur coat.
You're got a genuine fur coat.
You're enjoying that a little too much. That's my sister. That's me. That's my brother.
You can't even tell who Anthony, which one is Anthony.
You all had that long Leif Garrett hair, right?
Yeah. It's got the Leif Garrett hair. You're right.
Oh, there it is. There's the full length shot of the fur coat.
Look at them all pimped out, yo.
You were pimping. I bet you got your ass kicked in school, though, when you wore that coat.
Yeah, you can't wear that in school, man.
Did you actually go to school with that fur coat in? Do you remember?
Back then? Yeah, I had to. And I was trying to sell the line that my mom was selling me. Oh, look. Oh, this one's wearing it. It's great.
No wonder Boomer beat you up.
Yeah,
because that's about
that
the age, right?
Same age, yeah. That was around the time. I think it was because of my fur jacket, my fur coat.
Jacket.
It's pretty sporty. I'd wear that now.
Boomer size and beat up Anthony. Now I know why.
Oh yeah,
you never heard that story?
Back in elementary school.
Yo, you can still sue him, right? Or
yeah, right. Timber Point Elementary School out on Long Island, East
Timber
Islip.
Timber Point?
I went there for like a year, long enough for Boomer to beat me up.
Oh, Dirty, listen, this is a great story.
He hated being called Norman back then because his name is Norman Esiason. The gym teacher called him Boomer. Even back then, he was like the gym teacher's pet, man. The guy. I mean, everyone knew he was going somewhere, you know? But he was the most obnoxious bastard on the face of the earth. He'd go around and fart in everyone's face. Like, you'd be eating at the cafeteria, and he'd come up and go, hey, like, he'd be standing next to you and turn his ass around, and then he'd go, hey! And you turn your face, and the second you turned it, he'd go, you know, right in your face.
Or like a chalk, right?
Yeah, what could you do, though? Or he'd come up and just smack you on top of the head. Wham, you fur coat wearing fag, you know, something like that.
And you were.
So he hated being called Norman, so I waited. So I was, like, turning the corner in one of the hallways. And I went, hey, Norman.
Why?
It's like, you know, goof on him a little bit. And turn around, and one of his buddies was standing there looking at me. Like, oh, no, man. And the guy's, like, smiling and nodding his head, just looking at me like, yeah.
Oh, I hated that in school.
And it's like, oh, don't tell Boomer that it was me. That was it. After school, it's like, I want to see you, man, outside.
You're going to
beat your ass and to kick your ass. So I kept my coat on. I'm not sure if it was the fur coat or not, because I wanted it as padding. I wanted to be like a caveman in my fur coat. So, you know, square off, get ready to do some brawling, little kids around, punch him square in the forehead.
He was big like that, though?
Yeah. So I'm, like, trying to get the first punch in. Wham, jump up, punch him in the forehead, square in the forehead. The doctor later told me I broke the ulna and radius, the two bones in the... in your forearm, just from hitting him in the head. And so there I am now. I have the handicap of being a little pipsqueak. I mean, look at me in this picture. I look like a little chick. And there's Boomer, the big jock guy. And oh, let's give Anthony a broken arm too to finish out the fight with.
And there went Anthony's athletic career.
Oh, that was it. I was ready for a big career in the pros before Boomer broke my arm.
Actually, you couldn't, like, you know, work the bong anymore.
I wasn't smoking back then. Come on.
Yo, what happened?
I was a good kid. I don't know.
You think your mom still has the fur coat?
Hell no.
We could have one of those O&A auctions.
Oh, that would be... You know what I'd put on eBay? The famous fur coat? That thing is long gone.
Dude, know what we should do?
Probably Ziggy's probably wearing it.
Know what we should do, though?
What?
With the unofficial website, we should have an O&A auction and come up with all the crap that is associated with this radio show and have people bid for it.
Bid for our garbage.
Yeah, like the fur coat, the fake vag.
That would be cool.
The videotape of the 100-year-old lady having sex that we talk about a lot. Right? We can come up with...
We need that. Rick's right. Yeah.
We can come up with a ton of stuff.
Got plenty.
What happened to the couch, yo?
It's still there.
Yeah, the couch, the lesbian couch is out there, ready to go.
Stained and smelly.
We're hoping to get some lesbians in here soon to be lesbians for a day. All right, so our phone number is 212-757-1027. We are here. We are live. A lot of people think we're still on vacation. It's amazing.
I don't know. How long a vacation do we take? We're not up to the Howard 3-week vacations yet, people. Believe me.
No, we get that for a whole year. We just...
Damn.
I think we blew out our vacation for the next year already.
Yeah. When do we have vacation next? Don't we get a couple more, like, weeks right after the first of the year like this?
Yeah, we're going to try.
You ready? Ooh, I'm exhausted. What do you say? What do you say, man?
Yo, wasn't the limo guy here?
Anthony was here. He dropped off some champagne for the new year. We're going to be chugging that after the show, I guess. His kooky laugh, yeah.
You can hear it in the background, right? Freaking guy thinks everything we do is funny. It's like, dude, trust me, we even know what we just said wasn't funny, so relax.
He's like a laugh track.
He laughs at everything we do. Like, enough, man. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, listen, I got $50 for the picture of Opie with the pumpkin wagon.
God damn, you know, I was listening to that on Best Of. There is still a picture somewhere of Opie, not only with the wagon, but with his head poking through a big pumpkin cutout.
Oh, man.
With Opie's face poking through. Dude, you know something? I fessed up. I came through with my picture of me wearing the fur coat. You got to put that up on the website.
Listen, call his mom.
My mom.
His mom's got to have a picture of it somewhere. I'm sure Sandy sent it to him.
My mom's got some pretty wacky pictures of me.
All right, I guess I could. Yeah, you got to take the hit.
I guess I could take one for the team.
And listen, really quickly.
Yeah.
When you were playing that whole Ricky thing.
Yeah.
You should have played. Is that a train I hear?
What?
Because he sucks.
It was funny.
He is terrible, man.
All right, man.
You're killing me.
Thank you. What happened?
I said, yeah, I got it. That's what I said.
I too, you know. Your chocolate penis over there?
Rick, see, when I went in, I went back to the office when we were playing music.
Right.
I'm playing spots, and I grabbed some of the chocolate that we got.
Who sent us that chocolate?
Out? Sinful chocolates.
Right. Okay.
And I make sure I go through the basket. And there was plenty of chocolate in the basket open.
Yes.
But I couldn't grab it because it was chocolate penises. So I found the chocolate boob, as you see, and I'm nibbling on it here.
Yes, you are.
Remember last year when they sent it?
Right.
Big basket full of huge chocolate penises. We come walking in. Rick is just mowing down on his chocolate penis and not even thinking anything about it. We're talking to him, just looking like
it's like no big deal to him. Like, what are you, crazy?
Rick, you're eating a big chocolate penis. Like, well, it's chocolate. Yeah, but it's shaped like a penis. He has it like a big vein and stuff.
See, You know what? I don't think Rick should be in charge of Worst Of anymore.
No.
What happened to the whole chocolate penis bit?
Yeah, now that would be a funny Worst Of.
That's something people need to hear.
Look, it's on my list. It's one of the many bits I'm trying to find.
Ah, is that it?
I see.
Yeah. It got lost in the fire that we never heard about.
Cause the abuse he got that day was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Because he didn't even think twice about it. All of a sudden, we both look at him, and he's like, he's got this huge chocolate penis.
It wasn't a huge chocolate penis.
It was a huge chocolate penis.
It was not. It was a small part of it.
Rick,
like an inch.
Rick, trust me, I'm Irish. It was huge.
You know, I remember because it had all the contours, like veins, I swear. And he's just like, eating away on it.
Woo-hoo.
Like, Rick, there were chocolate boobs in there because you were like, I just wanted chocolate. It's like, but there are chocolate boobs in there. No, there weren't.
Go get the chocolate stuff for Old Dirty to check out. Because the chocolate vag is pretty funny, too.
Rick, you can't.
Look, I just bit off the nip.
I see that.
You like chocolate, huh?
All right, Rick's going to go get the chocolate goods.
Wow.
All right, man. So Monica's a whore.
Yeah.
I see on the board there. Thanks to Talk About It, 1027 WNAW, it says Monica is a whore.
That's all that's up on the board.
You know,
Monica, though.
Monica Lewinsky was on Larry King last night. Enough already. Go away. She's like, I just want a private life. I wish I could have a private life. Then stay off the TV for a week.
She was humming Larry King live or something.
You know damn well she keeps saying that on every interview.
Yeah.
I want my privacy. I just want to be left alone. When I go out to a museum, people are taking pictures of me.
Right.
It's like, why does that happen? Stay off TV.
Stay off TV for a little while.
Stop the interviews. You'll fade away. You think camera people are chasing Donna Rice around?
She's trashy, yo. She got on her knees for the President of the United States, no doubt. And now she's trying to cash in.
Before you know it, she'll be has-been whore.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you won't have to worry about it.
Well, she was on CNN last night.
Chocolate penises are Rick.
She was on CNN because of the whole Jenny Craig thing.
Yeah.
I guess she's lost, what, 35 pounds thus far?
That's it, though?
I think so.
All right, look, it seems like a big accomplishment. Congrats, but that's it? If you're in the limelight and you're supposed to be losing weight, you know, that's more than just the ordinary diet that somebody has to lose weight on.
Right.
She should be dropping like 60 pounds, 70 pounds in that amount of time.
And the next time she goes on TV to do one of these interviews associated with Jenny Craig, stand up and show the world your ass. I want to see if the ass is okay.
She got a big butt.
That's the thing.
But she's lost some weight. I want to see if she has an ass that looks like an ass finally.
Oh, you know what that probably looks like?
Huh.
Oh. Even if she slimmed down to the point where she was, like, slender and guys are looking at her, you know she'd take her clothes off and look like a bat.
Yeah.
Big, like, flying squirrel things under the arms, you know? Yeah.
When you got a spread eagle on the
back. Come on. That crap ain't rubber. That don't snap right back, man.
She would have to vacuum all the cellulite out.
Yeah, then she needs that.
She needs a nip and tuck.
So I kind of liked her with the big fat ass.
I don't know.
And she's saying that she's looking for Mr. Right, Anthony.
Mr. Right. Well, congratulations. I hope she finds
him. She shouldn't have any problem because we all know she's
she
knows how to suck it, right?
Well, I guess she can.
So let's get Bill on the line and ask him. Hey, Rick.
All right, we got the chocolate.
look at this. Some chocolate, Tay. You don't like, you can't live it down.
All dirty. Put down the chocolate.
I don't want to eat the chocolate.
All right. And here goes the chocolate vag.
Oh, yeah. Make him do it there, all dirty. That's it. But that's what Rick was eating.
This is Rick's
this
favorite.
One.
Look at the cubes, yo.
Look at this one.
Wait, they really.
Oh, no. We can't have a.
Hold on. We're not. No. Do not put a stupid cube on our microphone.
We can't have it.
We can't see each other.
It interrupts with the show. Them on the rest of them.
They have brought in the brand new mic flags that now say 1027 WNEW.
Those don't look like
aren't mic flags. You know what those are? Old mic flags with like bumper stickers wrapped around them, right?
Yo, those look like bird condominiums. It's so big.
Do not put one on this mic or that mic. I'm serious. Because we can't see each other.
Yeah.
Tell Pete.
Yeah, Pete, we can't see each other. Look. Hey, Ope, what's up, man?
Right.
How you doing? I'm looking at a big 10. Look at it from this way. It's like, what are we, at Wins? It's like a big 10. There's a 27.
That looks like a pot leaf.
This hasn't been thought through. I know everyone's a little overzealous to just calling this place WNEW once again instead of the FM talk thing. But get new mic flags. Because you know what's going to happen? Mike Adams is going to be like in a fit of rage, in a nut-induced fit like usual, and just start peeling. Just start peeling like I'm doing right now.
Behind that.
Yeah, no. FM talk. Get some new mic flags. These things are going to be all hanging. It's going to be all, it's going to look like WLIB in here.
Yeah, don't.
Come on.
Don't put those up. I'm serious. They look stupid.
Yeah. This hasn't been
You can't even tell it says NEW.
You can't.
Unless you see, like, the...
I see WFM. Let's order. Look, and then they had to...
They had a blackout with marker. What did it say? New York's rock alternative? Or was this New York's classic jocks? What incarnation was this? Look, I think we can wait for the professional flags to come in. I don't think the press is ready to barge in.
Yeah, I don't think they're pounding down the door to get a shot of Opie and Anthony with the brand new mic flags.
Mic flags.
Because that's the only reason they have them, I guess. So when we're interviewed once every 5 years, we're ready.
Yeah, you see the big mic flag.
Here, Ope. Look, I'll pop it right in front. How you doing, Ope? Where are you? I got you on radar. I'm not picking up a visual.
No.
Oh, we can't have those.
Ben, you look like a young, who's that guy, the spy who shagged me?
Austin Powers?
You look like a young Austin Powers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Leave it to
Old Dirty.
It kind of does.
Oh,
oh
my God. Yeah, baby.
Do I make you horny? Shall we shag now or shall we shag later?
Larry, shagadelic.
That's a good one, Old Dirty. Too bad this is radio and no one else gets the joke. But, Ben helps out the show greatly. Looks like Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do, Austin? I'll leave it to Old Dirty to point that out.
That's good.
No.
Swinging 60s, here I come, baby, yeah!
Do I make you horny?
That's great.
There we go.
Taking off some breasts there.
Get this away from me.
Yeah.
Here's the one. Here's the one. Yeah, you had it in your mouth, Rick.
Yeah, Rick's trying to. What are you trying to do? You're trying to make fun of Ant because he has it in his
in
hand.
His hand. Look at like the vein.
I know.
It's very Rick just had it like his hands wrapped around it. Oh, so eager.
Eager. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
What's up, guys? Have you seen Monty Kulwinski's commercial yet? It aired this morning.
Yeah, I've seen him. I'll be honest. She looks exactly the same.
I know. She slimmed up a bit, but the best part is her kneeling in her middle of, I guess, the living room and sitting there saying, oh, yeah, Jenny Craig's food's got the right amount of carbs. Yeah, because you don't need any more protein. You dumb bimbo.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thank you. Train?
Thank you, Charlie. Very good.
You could perfect technique with this thing.
I don't need to see your technique on the chocolate.
How
bags,
dirty is that? Practicing a little cunnilingus on the chocolate. That's the
chocolate guy's bungle. All right, anyway.
He thought about it for a minute. Rick told him it was a chocolate guy's bunghole.
Hey, old dirty, when are you going to get a job, by the way?
Yo, what up, man? I was thinking about that on New Year's.
We're thinking about it as we sit here, wondering why the hell you're in the studio.
Old dirty, you're still unemployed, huh?
Yeah, B.
God damn.
A big F you to the Office of Court Administration. You know what I'm saying? You're
the most well-dressed unemployed guy I've ever seen in my life.
His little Abercrombie and Finch shirt on.
Let me think. Muscle, kid.
You got out of jail, what, 4 months ago now?
When was there? On October 13th. So November.
Almost 3 months. Okay. Almost 3 months, no job, and your clothes are much better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Although we did used to come in wearing, like, a suit sometime.
Yeah. That's when I was working over at the Office of Court Administration.
Yeah.
All right, we got a question about the Hummer Club.
Oh, man, it is Tuesday.
Angel, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I'm on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I called you guys because I was a little bit concerned regarding the Humming Club.
The Hummer Club?
Yeah,
the Humming Club. Let's explain the Hummer Club.
Uh-huh.
A lot of new listeners now that it's a new millennium, Anthony.
Yes.
We encourage the ladies on Tuesdays to give their guys hummers.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was inquiring about it because my husband last night, he asked me, when was the last time I had given him a BJ? And I told him, well, where is that coming from? And I thought that he should have came out and just told me out straight, like, I want to be part of the Hummer Club.
Ah.
Because he's saying it has to be very consistent. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it could be.
Yes,
he's working it.
Yeah, there's different levels of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, so it would be good if you continued the Hummers every Tuesday, sure.
So I figured I knew he wanted to be part of the Hummer Club, and I guess he wanted to be a caller that called in and said, oh, I'm getting a Hummer today or something.
Well, are you going to make him a member or not?
Well, that's why I wanted to know what were the rules and what were the...
The rules are simple. Sometime on Tuesday, you give your guy a Hummer. He is part of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, and he can brag to all his friends.
That's what I wanted to know. Why specifically it has to be on Tuesday?
Because Tuesday is like just a boring day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gives you something to look forward to.
Just a boring non-day.
Today's a good day for you to get on your knees.
That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
All right, bye.
There you go. Look, we just got a guy a Hummer. There you go.
And with that, let's play the Hummer song, Anthony.
Ah.
Hummer Lovin'. This song was banned from our radio show.
Yes.
For many months.
Mm-hmm.
Many months.
Is it clear with the legal department?
Yeah, we got new guys taking over, and they got some... Kahunas, man.
They got
some balls.
That's good.
The one new guy, he walks around with a wheelbarrow. His thing. And he was able to get this past our legal department.
What?
That rocks.
Why couldn't they do it before?
I don't know.
Make sure those kahunas ain't dipped in chocolate. Hey, Rick. hey, come on,
Rick
man.
Will come a nibbling.
So we got to thank the guys from Airstick Productions. Is this the first time we're finally playing the unedited version of Hummer Lovin'?
Yep.
Yep.
Totally unedited.
I'm feeling good.
Unedited.
Thank you to the new bosses. We still don't know who they are, but thank you.
It's Scott Herman. Help make him stop, please.
I don't have to anymore, Scott. Hang up the phone.
Oh, good. You got balls now, you prick.
I'm learning the legal side.
All right. So let's play it from Air Sick Productions, and we'll be back, okay?
Right.
Hammer loving on Tuesday night.
Hammer loving, it feels so right.
I got my girl down on her knees.
Wonder if he will do me. Hammer's done, his shine is gone. Oh, I love Tuesday night.
Hammer, 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 hammer. Tell me more, tell me more.
We don't care where we are. Drop my pants.
You owe this to Opie and Ant.
I'll call them up when you go down.
All the hears a snorting sound.
Hammer's done, get me some gum. Oh, I love Hammer night.
Tell me more, tell me more.
I don't mean to offend.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Now can you do my friend? I exploded, that's where it ends. I have got the world's best girlfriend.
I love to be in his love.
Think it's time I took a nap.
Ugh. Hammer's done, there's more to come.
And psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
Wah, 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 from vacation as we welcome him into the new millennium.
Seems like everyone is welcoming us back from vacation.
Yeah.
Got a fine bottle of Moet.
Yes.
Moet.
Some Moet.
Some Moet.
I love that stuff.
Rich man's 40.
Rich man's 40? Is that what it is?
You know, I was drinking a lot of this Moet. New Year's Eve. I got to tell you something about champagne.
Yeah.
You drink enough?
The bubbles tickle my nose.
Shut up. At least I can still buy champagne.
Oh, yeah, I could. Give me my 20 I gave you yesterday.
All right, I'll get
it. How come I'm the broke one and you're always taking my cash?
Because you're too busy.
You and everyone else.
Because you're too busy paying,
Jesus
paying
Christ.
For cruises for my girlfriend.
Exactly. God damn, thanks, man.
Well, my girl want to go to Colombia.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, we got to
call up Jen. She'll send you a friggin' ticket.
We got into that earlier. But getting back to the champagne, you drink enough of it?
Yeah.
It starts tasting like puke, man. Anyone else notice that?
Probably because you puked.
This tastes like puke. It just does.
Oh, you ever, before we change subjects.
Right, go ahead.
You ever, I think guys do this more in junior high school kind of thing when you're getting drunk with a chick.
Eat them
and
up?
She
I didn't start eating until like high school, kid.
No, not that.
Okay.
But when you're drinking with a girl and she woofs, do you kiss her?
That's right.
Later on? Your hormones are... Wait a minute.
No, I'll be honest.
You got to put yourself back where your hormones are raging.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. I did it, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everyone's nodding in agreement. Okay. All right.
boy, but times have changed. You get a little older, and they do the deed on you. No way.
They don't want a deed on you back then. It's like, all right, she owes me. You know?
Well, but
I'm in.
Yeah.
After she comes off her knees, she wants to make out and get all snuggly.
That is the worst.
Get all like, snuggly. Yo, scope is on the left hand side,
and they get insulted too. And you're like make believe you're just you move your head just right. And it's like, no, it's like what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Hold on by proxy, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
What if she's doing that? What if she's doing that? Doesn't complete.
Oof.
And then. You go in for some traditional sex, and now there's some kissing involved. She didn't complete, but it was down there. What do you think? What's the verdict on that one?
You got to kiss.
Tap kiss, at least. Yeah.
Tap kiss?
A little. Yeah, yes, they like the neck. They like the neck to be manipulated, so you get on the neck. And
you go for a tap kiss, sure.
Why not? You know,
let's, talk
full
to
tongue.
You know? Let's talk to Annabella. Annabella, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
What's doing?
Talking to you.
I am just calling to let you know, give your bosses, your new bosses, two thumbs up. That song was awesome.
Isn't that a good one? The Hummer Lovin'.
Hummer Lovin' by Airsick Productions.
Loving.
Airsick,
awesome.
Airsick.net, I believe.
Really?
None of those annoying beep, beep, beeps through the whole damn thing either.
Uh-huh.
Pain in the ass.
Well, I want to let you know, my new husband, only after a month, is going to be part of the Hummer Club tonight.
Thank you.
There you go.
No doubt.
Those deep knee bends, all right?
Thank you.
Your knees to
this is the first time I'm actually getting on live with you guys. I've called so many times to talk to you about the rusty trombone.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring back that whole discussion.
Oh, wow.
Well, sick. Annabelle, thank you for being a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night, you guys.
Your man will appreciate it.
Oh, right? I know he will.
The skull pandy.
All right. And I want to see how good the new bosses are.
Yeah.
I want to see if they could get the Dry Badge song back.
Come on.
That is such a good song. If they could get the Dry Badge song, can't use the real word or they'll dump out of us. If they could get that on our show, then I think these new guys are all business.
So before my ass starts to get sore, pick up some Vagiloop.
Come on, we gotta play that.
I gotta hear that one, man. If they could get that song back on our show, we know the new bosses mean biz.
That would rock.
Yes. As you can tell, we've run out of material for the opening. God damn, we had a great 2.5 hours, though, today.
What were you breaking? I was on the train. You know?
We had some killer stuff earlier.
Oh, we were having
I had the Asian. I heard up to like...
You know, no one listens to listens to us from 2 to 3:30, and that's when we do our best stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to save it for 5 o'clock and everyone's in their car.
Save it for the drive home.
We had a whole 20-minute segment on Ricky Martin today, old dirty.
What?
You didn't see the picture in the paper?
Dude, don't even say a word. Just look at the picture.
What is your thought?
Gay. Who's that? George Clooney? They got a dog there too? What's going on with my man?
Poor dog.
My man look kind of depressed, yo. What's
Doesn't
up?
He? I think they had a tiff.
Well, yeah, a little lover's quarrel.
Maybe a little lover's
quarrel. Come on, Ricky. Come back to bed. Little fag. Yo, Rick. What's up with your man? Yo, Rick. He's going to...
Seen the commercials? Come to my Puerto
Rico. Old dirty. Give me that.
Yeah, bro.
Ant and I got to point out a few things and answer this honestly, okay?
Sure, God.
First of all, would you ever go to South Beach with another guy for New Year's?
Negative.
Okay. Would you ever bleach your hair blonde?
Negative.
For what? Fun?
For fun.
For fun. Just for fun.
Negative.
Never, ever, 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 never, ever,
ever,
ever.
Unless
never.
I'm natural blonde like you, then, you know, your roots showing all that, he's going to look all crabby.
Yeah. All right.
From a gay point of view, Rick.
Would you ever, ready, in this article in the Daily News, they might go, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh!
Wow.
All right, now.
You're going to break the equipment.
Rick just threw the little football right into Old Dirty's face.
Yo, where's the football that show up on Thursday? I'm going to rehearse.
Yeah, the Rock's coming Thursday.
The Rock coming in Thursday.
All right, here's the kicker in this story that's in the Daily News today. Great picture of Ricky with his cute blonde hair, by the way.
Oh, God.
I guess he got a jet ski for Christmas.
That's a man giving a man a gift.
No, we don't know who gave him the jet ski, fair enough, right?
Yeah.
But we do know that he went tooling around the harbor.
Yeah.
The bay on a jet ski with another guy.
So they're like...
So he was in the back holding up, or the boy was in the back holding up?
Who knows?
Does it matter? Oh, would you ever share a jet ski with
him? And while they weren't jet skiing, they were sunning together.
God, that's such a letdown, because Ricky Martin, you know, he's like Latino, and he's like this big sex symbol. It turns out the brother's gay.
Well, hold on.
We're learning about defamation of character. But we don't know for sure that
we don't know if he's gay.
Confirmed.
Right.
Totally don't know his sexuality.
But the sighting is definitely in the high eights on the fag meter with this guy then.
There's some problems then.
My man could get mad. It's this chocolate thing, you know?
I know.
He better watch.
But there you go. There's the picture.
He could get a lot of.
If he's gonna take pictures like that and stuff.
They look like they're fighting, yo. Word up.
People might start assuming he's gay.
He looks all unshaven. He looks like my girl while I'm screaming at her, yo.
He's all depressed. You see that?
And a male buddy soaked up some serious Florida race. Ay, ay, ay. Mira, look, yo, that's your peeps, man.
That's your peeps.
Let's move on. Tony, you're next on 1027 WNEW.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about drunk women there before. Women puking.
Yeah.
I got a great story.
Okay.
I was out at a bar one night trying to pick up a broad, got her in my car, was taking her back to her place. She turned around to throw up. The window was closed.
Oh, yeah.
Threw up all over the inside of the car and herself. I made her clean it up.
Did you?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
The worst is when, the throwing up in your vehicle. Because it's just going to stink
forever.
I wanted to get her out of the car right away at that point, you know? I wanted to just pull over and kick her out, but I dropped her off home, you know?
Right.
You give them something forever. It's, diamonds. Diamonds are forever.
Yeah,
what do you get back? Puke.
Puke.
Puke is forever in a vehicle. Believe me.
And all guys do the same thing. You're with a new girl. You're out at a bar. You're drinking and stuff. You're just always convinced that they need just a little more alcohol.
Yeah, to get them over the edge.
But
yo.
Then you always go too far. You're like, wow, you're in the bar. Everything's cool. You're like making out and touchy-feely and stuff. You're like, she has a perfect buzz. But you're not thinking that. You're like, man, I think she needs a little more alcohol. And it always puts them over the edge. And then nothing happens when you get them home.
Over the top.
Whack, whack. You know?
Too much booze.
But that's the mentality we have. We're like, wow, she's doing good. I think she can handle a couple more shots here. And I think it's going to get really funky back home.
Yeah, it's going to get funky, all right.
But what happens? They end up passing out on the way home, usually.
Preferably in my lap.
Then you got to make believe she's dead.
My brother and me have a...
You ever hit a drunk girl? Like, you know, had sex with a really, really drunk chick, yo? And you're trying to dunk in there, and it's all dry.
All right, listen, hold there.
You know what I'm saying?
Dry.
Me and my brother have a good drunk story. Was, I guess high school age. And my mother going to work. No more jokes, people. She was going out to work, I swear. Promise. And, we used to have parties. We used to have parties over the house. And one weekend, we weren't having a party. So me and my brother are just hanging out. We hear a knock from the apartment downstairs.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah. So we open it up. Two girls. Woo-hoo. Two girls downstairs. They're babysitting for the woman that lived downstairs. We're like, oh, they were going, do you have a TV guide? Because we want to know what's on TV. We're like, TV. Exactly. We're like, oh, this is great. So we shut the door. Yeah, we'll get a TV guide. Shut the door, give her a TV guide, and then say, what are you doing? Oh, we're just hanging out. Come down a little later once the woman leaves. She hadn't left yet. We're like, oh, cool. So now we're just peering out the window waiting for the woman's car to leave. Yeah. And what else did we do? Find whatever booze we had in the house.
Where?
All we had was Anisette.
Ugh.
Some Anisette, some Italian liqueur. Hey, it's got alcohol in it. Who cares? Well, we go down there.
Mom
didn't
like Anisette, huh?
No. They're just pounding this stuff down. Pounding it down. We're like taking little sips because we didn't want to have any. And they got trashed. So the girl that my brother hooks up with
pukes all over herself, the apartment, I think the baby she's watching for the woman. Oh, I mean, just projectile vomiting all over the place.
Chunks?
Well, it was disgusting, yeah. So now the girl that I was trying to hook up with is real concerned about the pukey girl. So I'm done. The pukey girl is puking, so she's done. My brother's done. We had to hump the girl up into the shower upstairs, undress her and shower her. And it was the most unerotic thing in the world because it was like bathing, like I used to wash my horse. It was just nothing, like just this lifeless body.
What was it, Real World Hawaii?
Pretty much. Like, throw her in, throwing the clothes in the washing machine, trying to get them sober before the woman downstairs comes home.
Oh, that never worked.
It was
you
just
could try
mess.
Anything, but that ain't happening.
I remember them saying goodbye, like they're walking out as the woman, she came in, and she's taking him back out to the car to drive the girls home. And the one that didn't puke is turned around. She's looking up at the window, waving, goodbye! Call me! You know, they're all just snotted. The woman downstairs is so pissed.
Oh, you guys are nice.
Pukey all over the place.
They would have got railed.
Nah, you can't
see,
do that,
see, what,
man.
See, OD, the difference between us and, like, Dominicans, white boys need to get their women drunk before having sex.
I mean, you know, you guys like curves involved.
But, you know, what are you going to do? The girl's puking and passing out, and you're just going to,
I mean,
like, nail
women,
her?
Our women tend to stay hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, no lie, my baby's moms. For 3 years straight, bro. Yo, we had sex, no lie. We had sex. Yo, there wasn't a weekend. There wasn't a, yo, I even think, like, for 7 months, yo, all we did was have sex. That's my word, yo. She stayed hot for me, son. And once I had an appetite for that, for her femininity and her hotness and her lightness and the rice and beans came together, no, I was, it was awesome, yo. Like 3-4 times a day, kid, 7 months, no lie.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, stop bragging.
Like smegma. I wish you had smegma at one point. Like hot lava was coming down.
Oh, dirty, you are a pisser, man. You are too much.
Mike's on line 3. He wants to defend two guys riding on a jet ski together.
Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm not defending Ricky because, you know, I think he's gay, but jet skiing, you go crazy, if you know, with your crazy buddies, you ride two, it's not gay, man.
You don't ride two.
No, you can't on big skis.
No way. Wait, tell me about it. I had one for 3 years. I had a Sea-Doo XP.
Right.
I used to fly around Huntington Harbor, off the Ashroke in Northport, out in the Sound, just having a blast. There was not one occasion where one of my male friends were on the back seat of my jet ski. They would come down to the beach, maybe, and then I would see them on the beach, pull the jet ski up, go, hey, I'll sit by the cooler while you take her out.
Yeah, wait your turn.
And then you hang out. Because you know what? Not only fuck, but you can't do half the tricks you could do when someone's on the back.
No, but you know what's part of that? You know, when you with the Yahoo buddies and you're like, yay!
All right.
I mean, you know that?
No,
you're like gay.
Know how homophobic guys are? I'll go one step further than Anthony even. Let's say Ant and I, right, we're Northport Harbor Ant, okay?
Oh.
We have one jet ski, right?
Yeah.
One jet ski. We know there are two hot broads at Ashroken Beach that want to do us.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay? Yeah. What is the protocol?
Let's see.
The buddy go for the girl.
One guy takes the jet ski and the other guy swims. Oh,
absolutely.
Well,
even
take it over. No, you know what you do? You take it over.
Right.
Hang out with one chick. Give the chick the jet ski. She comes back, picks me up.
See how much of a hassle is just to make sure there's not a guy holding on to you while you're riding a jet ski?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, sharing the craziness, you know, that's all.
All right.
Sharing the craziness. What craziness is there? You're on a jet ski. It's bogging down because you got your big dopey buddy on the back.
Genitalia on your back.
Hey, but look at those pumpkin pickers.
You want crazy. You're talking catching about 9-10 feet of air over a big lobster boat wake. That's crazy. And you ain't doing that with your friend Bubba on the back.
All right, hold on. Mike, believe it or not, on line 10, a guy that wants to defend you. Tom? Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Bob?
Todd.
What's up? You're on with Mike.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, you know, right?
Why are you defending Ricky Martin, man?
I didn't say I'm not defending Ricky Martin. I think he's a fag, but
You guys on the jet ski are a couple of ass pirates.
Arr, we're ass pirates. Arr. Maybe. Hey, I wear a patch over me bum.
Hey, man, I'm a dork more than most of you.
All right, Mike.
But, all right?
Thank you.
Keep it cool.
Good job, Todd.
Right.
Hey, it's just no way.
Later.
All right.
There's no way to ride a jet ski with your buddy on the back. Get out of here. Jesus.
All right, before we take a break, Phil, you're next on 1027 WNEW.
Hey, O-N-A, welcome home. I just wanted to tell you about a story. I used to date this girl from the office, and one day I took her out to dinner. We were out drinking. We had a lot to drink. We had some dinner, and everything was going great, and all of a sudden she threw up in my pants. And I had to drive. I dropped her off immediately.
What an incredible
story. And then I had to drive all the way out to Suffolk County with that in my pants. And it was like the worst experience I ever had. But I dated her again after that, and she was actually a great date.
Yeah, she must have been real hot.
She was.
Well, obviously.
Like a big, fat, ugly pig threw up on me. But we dated again. She better throw up cash.
It was like the worst feeling driving all the way home. I was like driving home drunk. And I didn't want any policemen to pull me over because, you know, then they get me out of the car and...
You're covered in puke. You're drunk.
You know,
really?
How did you get the puke in your pants? And, you know, how do you explain that?
If you're a cop, though, you see that, I think you got to let the guy go. He has worse problems than a stupid
They don't
chicken.
Know, though. He might have thought it was his own puke from getting drunk. Right. You know, you can't dust for vomit, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Couldn't tell whose vomit it was.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Bye.
Where's Austin Powers?
Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, Owen, hey, what's up?
All right.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, this whole thing with Ricky, man, it's like... You know, you don't see guys riding down the street on motorcycles with guys on the back. You know, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, nah. We're just too homophobic to have that happen.
You got that right, man. I got a no guy policy for my motorcycle.
Word up.
I mean, he better be.
Go?
It's a right.
Seater.
I just, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
First of all, the whole holding on thing is just a little much. Call it what you like. Call it homophobic. Call it, you're not securing your own masculinity.
Eh.
No, you know what it is? Your friend has his arms around your waist.
Oh, man.
Your friend has his arms around your waist and his crotch smack up against your butt.
Oh, no. And it's hot, to another level,
and his hot man breath is on the back of your neck.
Jesus Christ. Like, take that scene. What's the difference? Take that scene. Lift yourself off the jet ski. Don't move. Prop yourself down on two bar stools in a club.
That's what
you're gay,
kid.
Right?
Got that right.
Just because it's a jet ski or a motorcycle, there. You're snuggled in the spoon position. There.
Oh.
Now take it. Now take it off the jet ski. Turn it sideways and lay it down in a bed. Oh, my God.
All right, Dennis.
Too much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, God.
Getting to the important issues on this radio show.
As always, Opie.
As always.
Groping ever deeper.
Caesar.
Hey, O&A.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yo, what happens if you're driving jet ski with your brother?
All right, let me tell you something.
Oh, that's cool, right?
I have four brothers. I don't think I've ever touched any one of them.
Not even touched.
I don't. I have four brothers. Let me think. I don't think I've ever touched them.
That's gay.
What do you mean? You never wrestled with your brothers?
Huh?
You never wrestled with your brothers?
No, we had pillow fights.
Oh, come on. You never put your brother in the headlock or slammed on a
floor? Wait. Pillow fights isn't that bad.
Can we see your stuff?
What are you.
Pillow fights.
We fight with pillows. We had pillow fights when we were like 10 years old. 11, 12, sure. Yeah, we bit the pillows, Rick. Yeah, you got me.
Oh, that one. No. Line 10, I can answer right now. No.
All right, hold on.
Dude, yeah, let him pop on. Paul.
Well, welcome to the A-hole show. Let me ask you something. I don't know about both of you, but let me ask this question to Anthony.
Yeah.
Did you ever ride a motorcycle when you were younger?
Yeah, mini bikes, motorcycles.
And when your friend was drunk coming home from the bar, you never threw him on the back and took him home?
No, that bastard's walking.
You were walking?
I'm not riding anybody on the back of anything. I didn't ride anyone on the back of my bicycle. I mean,
hey, look, let me tell you something. Hell's Angels all the time ride each other home drunk from the bar. That don't mean they ain't no homos, and I wouldn't have the balls to say they were.
Paul, we're just giving our opinion, and I just can't see doing it. Can't see it.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Cannot see it.
Sorry about that before, that dopey. I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I was cruising into the tunnel.
You're funny though. So you've held on to like man waist.
I never held on to nobody. I ride the front, but I don't take it.
Oh, you're riding the front. That's even worse. Then you've had a man hold on to your waist as he breathes on your neck and slams his unit against your butt.
Maker. No, you don't sit that close to you. Even on a motorcycle, you don't rub your.
Come on. Once that you start moving and everything, forget about it. The guy's like right up against you.
You got two level seats. It's called a hers and his seat.
Hers and his.
Whatever you're riding.
Right. Then his stuff is smushed against your shoulder blades, wherever.
As long as it ain't up on your fanny perpendicular, you should be all right there, no?
Well, okay. Well, when we get to the portion of the program we like to call What Did We Learn Today, we can learn Paul's a catcher.
You'll
behave
yourself. I hear a train coming.
All right, Paul.
Yeah,
all right,
man.
Jack, we have to take a break, but Jack wants to defend this. Jack, go ahead.
All right.
Two guys on a motorcycle.
Sometimes when I need a ride to pick up my own bike, I got to get on the back with one of my friends. But believe me, it's scary because you think everyone's looking at you like, what quiz?
So, yeah, that goes through your head, right?
But you got to do it.
And are you holding on to your friend?
What's that?
You're holding on to your friend, right?
No, I'm holding on to the gas tank.
The gas tank.
I do what I want to touch him in the worst way.
Right. Oh, what? What is it, like one of those crotch rockets there?
Yeah.
And he's all hunched over? Oh, then you're like totally bent over him? You're like, that is... Remove the motorcycle. It looks even worse on a crotch rocket.
I agree with you totally, but you got to do what you got to do.
You would never be in that position with another man in any other circumstance.
We're not arguing that, but I'm just saying it just is a little too weird for me.
Oh, yeah, but how about this? With the jet bikes, wet bikes, a bunch of us went out to Seaside Heights. There was 8 of us.
Yeah.
We don't have them, so we rented them. But there were 7 bikes. We couldn't, go back to shore to go get him, so one of us had to take him. Would you agree with that, though?
Well, I think we could
Who's
say...
Who's the fag that didn't just hit the gas and take off?
It's just...
It was you, wasn't it?
All we're saying is it's a little weird. I understand that there are a lot of guys out there doing this, but it's just... I don't know, man. You got a whole...
I tried to defend that.
You got a whole doggy-style thing happening on your bike. It's
totally like...
I mean, come on.
I almost flipped off at 140 just so I wouldn't touch him.
Right.
Oh, wow.
All right, I go, guys.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Later.
Bye.
Jack. Ride me. Hold on to the gas tank. Yeah.
All right, let's...
giving him the reach around.
Yeah, that's the reach around. Oh, my God. It's reaching around. Let's take a quick break, Anthony.
All right.
Hey, Rudy's in the paper.
All right, we'll talk about Rudy next.
Yeah, B.
All right.
Opie and Anthony, we punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027.
This is 1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony on your radio. Old Dirty in the studio. As we speak, I believe Adam Ferrar is taping his David Letterman appearance.
Oh, that's right. Tonight.
Tonight, check out Adam Ferrar, Anthony's childhood friend.
My pal.
He's been on the show a million times.
You know something? If Adam had to be on the Letterman show by like 5 o'clock, right, and we're stuck in Jersey with only one jet ski, I wouldn't even take him over. My pal would miss his chance on Letterman because I would not cross the Hudson on a jet ski with Adam
on the back of your jet ski.
Hell no.
All right, Natalie, what's going on?
Hi, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi, I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm following the whole jet ski motorcycle thing. I need to know then, why is it acceptable and not considered homophobic for, in the game of football, a quarterback to basically have his complete arm up the guy's rear end of who's snapping it?
Well, that is pretty homo, you're right.
But that's acceptable to you.
You'd always laugh as a kid, you know.
Yeah, homo.
It's a little weird.
Okay, just wondering, where you draw the line.
You know, I played a lot of sports in high school. Can never get into that patting on the ass thing, man.
Like, yo, good going, man.
I hated that. Happened all the time.
High school wrestling.
Nice shot.
Too.
Nice shot, and they're patting you on the butt.
Or
hand on my ass.
Or the towel snap in the shower.
the towel snapping in the shower, that just doesn't
please.
Happen.
That's just total
That's folklore.
You
know?
Folklore, huh?
That never happened, right?
Well,
have you ever, come on, I mean, every guy that's listening to us had to take showers with other guys in school and stuff.
You never did.
Never had the towel snapping going on.
Never did.
Showers in high school.
Never did.
I hated it.
Yo, they never had.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah, you were in high school. It was probably like a prison rape scene in the shower. Jesus Christ. Lockdown.
They had showers and all that.
Lockdown high.
I think, you know what they did? They turned the showers into a locker room.
You never showered after gym class in school?
Me? Yo, that's my word. We used to stink and go to, like, social studies and used to bring cologne and all that. Then your hair got all freaked out.
Well, you are Puerto Rican, Dominican, whatever. You know, cologne, shower. Cologne, shower, same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Opie, man. Cologne.
Yeah. Cologne, shower, same thing. Great.
It's the Puerto Rican shower, man.
Mm. Oh. Let me bathe real quick.
I just wouldn't take a shower in class. I was such an introverted little kid in school, too. I would just go to my classes, go to gym, not even change, you know? I'd be the guy with the friggin' jeans on, the fur coat. And just like my shoes, my hush puppies.
It was a drag for me.
Gym teacher hated me.
I developed real late, and I'm in the shower. I'm the only guy that doesn't have, like, freaking
no hair kit.
Oh God! It's just like a Purdue chicken.
You look like young William Hodia,
a young ass boy.
Look like a be in the shower, yes, dear boy.
Look like a Purdue chicken leg. Just sucked. I'm like, oh man. God, what a cool joke this is.
Gym teacher hated me.
Really?
Like I would just come in and like. My hair was in that transition between straight and going completely, like, badass curly. So I had no clue what to do with it. So I would just, like, leave it. I'd wake up. It was all over the place. You're a kid, you know? And I would just put on, like, a shirt and pants, and I'm untucked and stuff. I didn't care. I was just, like I said, an introverted little kid. I'd just walk around. And the gym teacher, this big, brawny, schmucko, friggin' militant asswipe. You know, get over here! Come here! Toes on the line! And I'm standing there, like I'm a soldier now, you know? Right. In the army of this friggin' nut.
Toes on the line to play with the huge oversized ball.
Great. Yeah, great. So I'm standing there, and he looked at me, and he like he goes down the line like he's inspecting the troops. He stops me, he's like, look at the way you groom yourself, man. I'm like, what? Oh. What? He did. He said that. Look at the way you groom yourself, man. I'm just looking at him. He's got like these huge friggin' like muscle man arms, and he's just standing. I'm like, what?
What?
You know, what do I know? I don't know nothing. Look at your hair. Why don't you brush your hair? Straighten yourself up, man. Like I'm at the rehab clinic. I'm a dopey kid. That's how I was. That was it. And the guy, like, trying to give me some kind of complex. Mm-mm. It must have worked. I still remember it. Jesus Christ.
You didn't pay attention.
Not a bit, Opie.
When they were, showing you the film, Anthony, about hygiene and all that.
Look the way Mike brushes his hair. Anthony isn't brushing his hair. He's Mr. Bungle.
See that lice coming off Anthony's neck?
Anthony doesn't offer Susie a seat in the cafeteria. Mike always offers Susie a seat. Anthony's Mr. Bungle. Look at the way he grooms himself.
Were you the guy that had, like, the shorts, the T-shirt, and the denim jacket on?
No, because I didn't gym class.
Remember those kids?
I didn't put the shorts on. I didn't change. I stood there. I had my shoes on. I never... And I would just stand there, and like, that was it.
You feel
I didn't care. All the time. All the time. I hated gym. It was the dumbest thing. I wasn't like... Because they were the sports kids... Like, there were five or so in every gym class that were just, like, totally into it. They knew all the friggin' teams and everything. And just I wasn't into it. I was more into science. I didn't like... I was like a nerd.
In our school, when you took gym, too, they made you play stupid sports.
Yeah.
Badminton. Also, we're playing badminton. Why are we playing badminton?
I didn't even care. I didn't care what sport we were playing.
Westchester Country Club?
Pretty much.
Run some laps. He wears a uniform. Uniform. What is this, the Waffen SS? My uniform. It's shorts, pal. The gym teachers were the worst. You gotta come dressed in your uniform. I was like ready to just grab some kind of uniform. All right, here you go, Boy Scout. There, it's a uniform.
You had a guy gym teacher?
Yeah, it was a guy's gym class.
Yeah, well, we had...
You had a girl gym teacher?
We had the dyke...
Johnny Bush.
No, the girls' gym class had the dyke gym teacher.
No, we had a dyke one, too.
All right, there's a problem. And you were showering.
They didn't come into the shower with you.
They were in the same friggin' place. They could walk out of their little office into the locker room.
And they never did.
Oh, as far as you know.
They weren't going to see nothing on me anyway. I could care less.
I don't know. The dyke gym teacher I always remember as being the girls' gym teacher.
Yeah.
And they'd shut those big separating doors with the other little door, the accordion door, and that was position. It. I remember right before we closed, you'd look at a girl and just go, oh,
hi.
See ya.
Hi, girls.
See ya.
That's it. Now I'm talking about, right away, you groom yourself, man. Man? I'm not a man. I'm a very small lad at this point.
And on the other side of that big door, the dyke gym teacher.
Oh, there were sex parties going on. Right. We all know that.
Hey, dyke teacher was trying to get a look at the young little teenage chick.
All right, we're going to do some rope climbing today, girls. Up the rope. I'm going to hold the bottom of the rope here so it doesn't jiggle around on you while you're climbing it so much. And we don't want to weigh you down with those cumbersome panties.
You're going to take those off.
And shorts. So it's going to be naked rope climbing, and I will hold the rope at the bottom.
Yo, now thinking about it, yo, that freaking rope was high. Yeah, to go all the way up to the ceiling for that.
Yeah.
Yo, now that I think about it, I think it was high, yo.
Yeah, you know what, though? I didn't mind going to the top because that's when I finally figured out that that this thing was used for something else.
On the rope.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was kidding? Young.
Dude, that is sick.
What did you do with the rope?
That's like he was rubbing his thing against the wall. Like pumping it like a poodle on company.
No.
Let me find out you were burned.
No, I was sliding down and went, oh my God, there's something else going on down there.
Yeah?
That's how I figured it out.
That's when you discovered your
sweet. Hell yeah.
Your sweet.
Like look at Rick always trying to. Rick is always trying to turn everything into some homo thing.
It's
the shape of a big swede. Yeah,
you're sliding down a long schlong.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Rick. That's exactly what I think.
I wish you could see Opie's face when he totally writes off Rick.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing. You know, Rick, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I'm banging your sister.
It's
just like the big rope in grammar school. That's what I'm thinking.
You think my sister is a big schlong?
It's like Rick's sister or a big rope from gym class. Let me think about this one for a while.
It's getting personal.
Rope would have been cheaper for me to send on a cruise.
Well, Dirty, you were way out of the conversation today. Did you even hear this one?
Yeah, I heard
it. Oh, okay. Ed just found out, and I was scared because, you know, I'm like, God damn, I don't want to pay for this cruise. And I was praying.
Pay for the cruise? You barely give me my 20 bucks back when you borrow it for the train.
I didn't pay for a cruise. So I'm like sitting here going, oh, I pray Ant doesn't find out that he paid for my chick's cruise.
I paid for his chick
to fly down to Florida.
And then jump on a
go on a cruise down in the Caribbean for a week. Fly back to New York. Paid from Anthony.
You had to pay $2.
I never even saw her naked. God's sake. Not even a picture.
I haven't either lately.
Where am I sending her for next vacation?
So, old Dirty, I'm sweating because I'm like, man, I don't want to pay that bill, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
I thought it was all on the slide, like Ant would never find out, but he finally
I finally put two and two together. It's like, wait a minute.
I was just hoping you thought it was like a really expensive cruise.
It was.
Well, yeah, for two people, but I was hoping
for two people.
I was hoping you got the bill and thought, wow, that was just a real expensive cruise for one person.
Wow. Amex, I got enough points on my American Express from that cruise to take my own cruise. Like, oh, and then, I paid it, and then I'm thinking. Over vacation, I'm thinking. I'm assessing, like, finances and everything.
Yeah, after you write the check, right?
And then it's like, wait a minute.
I go on the online to do my banking, and I look at any deposits that were in it. There was no deposit matching that price. Like, I paid for Sandy's cruise.
Oh. All right, I'll pay you back.
You know, it's not your fault. It's not mine either.
It wasn't my idea.
I know.
Well, she needed a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, well, it's an expensive shoulder, for God's sake. Jiminy Cricket. Yumpin' Yiminy.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
There's some great phones waiting to go on the air, but we got to take a quick break. If you're on hold, we're going to go to you next really fast, okay?
You got to pay for me to go somewhere now. Sandy's got to pay for me and you to go sunning and jet ski.
Oh, wow.
They're
going to bring the rope? Where's Sandy going to get the money from?
You.
Yeah, exactly.
She got it from Jen.
Exactly.
Jesus.
All right, so let's take a quick break. If you're on hold, stay right there, okay? More of the Opie and Anthony Show in just a bit.
One must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
This is disgusting and offensive.
Very, very cool.
FM.
Shut up. We're trying to broadcast, OJ. 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. OD in the studio today, hanging with us, trying to add to the show, still waiting for something to come out of his mouth.
Oh, I forgot that guy.
Wait, let's talk to... Oh, wait. Eva, hold on a sec. What do you got, Ed?
Got Peter from my old hometown. You remember playing dodgeball at Elwood Junior High with Coach Kazaza, trying to give innocent 14-year-olds concussions. This guy, Coach Kazaza, boy, name from the past, Coach Kazaza. He would take you into, I don't know what it was, the deepest bowels of Elwood Junior High, into like a boiler room thing.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. With the little red dodgeball thing. Remember the sound it made when it hit your head? And he would just, like, go at it. Like, two split up the teams, and you play dodgeball in this padded room in the boiler. It was like some kind of prison experience. And then he'd jump in every so often. If the ball bounced off the wall and he grabbed it, boom! Like, wing it like a howitzer at your head.
What a sadistic bastard.
Bam! Dodgeball. Very sadistic game. Yeah. Anyway.
In the boiler room. What is it, the WWF?
It was a boiler room match. Boiler room brawl! If you ever turned your back accidentally in dodgeball, you couldn't turn back around. Because you knew the second you turned around, that ball would be right in your face. Oh!
No, boom. There it is.
But it had a crazy sting to it, too, bro. I never got hit in the grill.
Yeah, you know the guy with the big red welt on the side of his face?
Experience, right?
He still got it, the big red welt. You're out. Walk it off. Walk it off. Be a man. Take the pain. Take the pain.
Let's go to the phones here. Eva, what's going on?
Ava.
Ava, sorry. What's up?
It's okay. Listen, first, I just want to... You're very funny, and I really enjoy you being funny. You make my day go by quicker.
Why?
What are you calling David?
And also, what did you say? What? I didn't hear you.
No problem.
Nothing.
Oh.
Wasn't meant for you.
All right, you're being silly. Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing was, this free-for-all this afternoon was also very funny.
Yeah, it was.
By the way.
The race is going at it.
It was very, very... I wanted to make a comment, but you guys didn't have time for me. Anyway... You are, the one thing I have to say is you're being hypocrites, because it was less than 2 weeks ago that you were screaming that you've never, ever been in a shower with any other men ever. But in high school, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
So, you're screaming about, you said just a few minutes ago that, everybody in high school has to take a shower, blah, blah, blah. And ha-ha, you're beeping the horn, that's very funny.
I think you should look.
But
swearing that you never ever. That's what you get if you try to crash this radio show. You get hit by the 515, kid.
Oh, she never saw it coming.
Is the caller there? Ava?
Hello, Ava.
Ava?
No, she couldn't jump out of the way.
It feels good breaking that out
for the new millennium, huh?
Come on!
For the millennium.
That just felt good.
You never saw it coming.
Getting the first one out of the way. Who's this? Yo.
Yes.
What's your name?
This is Royal.
Royal?
Yep.
Uh-oh. All right, Royal, what's up?
Yeah, sadistic gym teacher story, and Anthony's a little dodgeball story kind of ties in.
Okay.
I had a gym teacher, Mr. Warner. We called it a bombardment, and he would line us up on opposite sides of the basketball court. And instead of using a red dot, we only wish we had a red dodgeball because we would use half-deflated basketballs.
Oh!
And he would go freshman verse. So you've got the varsity pitcher winging half-deflated basketballs. And then he'd say, okay, there would be about five freshmen left, and they'd all line up on the wall, just sort of like targets. And he'd be, okay, upperclassmen, anywhere. If you hit one freshman, your whole team comes back in. Well, that wasn't good enough, so he devised the penalty box. And he'd get a wrestling mat, and he'd set it up as like a box on its edge. And if he felt, for whatever reason, you were trying deliberately to get out by, like, sticking your hand out instead of getting it hit in the head, he'd say, all right, shirt's off. You have to take your shirt off, get in the mat, and anybody could just walk up to you and wang you in the kidneys.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Pretty sadistic. Well, a lot of them are,
these
man.
These gym teachers, they're just bitter.
There was one in John Glenn who, this big fat guy, used to call him Giblets. And he played for the Denver Broncos until a leg injury like ruined his career, and he ends up being a gym teacher.
Oh.
This guy was so friggin' bitter, he would just abuse the students. It was amazing. He hit some kid with a pipe once. Another time, if he caught you smoking, he would give you the option. I will take it down to the office and tell him you were smoking, or you get one punch in the chest from me.
Get out of here.
Swear to God. And then you'd go into the locker room. You'd stand there. He'd wind up and punch you in the chest so friggin' hard, you'd fly across the room.
Didn't he know that's how Harry Houdini died?
Yeah. And when he hit the kid with the lead pipe, that was when he got fired. He hit some kid
lead
with
pipe.
A lead
pipe.
Why is that true? Overhead. What am I, Mr. Urban Legend guy? You know me. I only speak the truth. It happened
from the east
in our school, in John Glenn.
Why would he even hit a guy with a lead pipe?
If you knew the kid, you'd hit him, too. It was a little Slater, I think.
Right. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's going on today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring back two games from the old elementary school days. I went to school in Long Island, and we used to play with the dodgeballs, but there was a big inflatable medicine ball in the middle that you used to have to hit back and forth. And it was kind of like a tug-of-war kind of thing. You had to knock the ball back and forth. And then the other one was when you used the small balls to play handball, and your hands used to come out stinging and all red, and broken fingers and stuff.
Play asses up handball.
Like a red.
I played
asses up.
I played asses up.
I would
up.
Never play asses up.
Hold
please
on.
Up,
I played asses up.
That sucked.
You're standing at the wall, asses up. Someone takes the ball and wings it at your ass when you lost. And you know what the worst part was? Not when it hit your ass. When someone was real good, could ricochet it off the wall
and nail you in the nuts.
So you did play asses
I
up.
I saw many games of asses up.
I played asses up. That game sucked.
The best was when they could really aim and just get, like, the skin right, like, here.
Yeah, because
just wing you.
Like below your package on your leg to the... Oh, God.
You guys had, like, the awesome gymnasium curriculum, yo.
Oh, yeah.
You never played asses up or handball?
We had handball.
Like Chinese handball.
We had drive-by shooting. What else did you have in your curriculum?
We had bagel-ology. Because you just go to the corner and try different bagels. Put out of gym class. Yo, what you having today? Raisin. Oh, what up, man? I mean, in New York City public high schools, you know, if there's not a football team, you know what I'm saying? The football team and the baseball team and the basketball team, they get all the props from the
right.
gym teacher.
Hell yeah.
They don't even got to show up.
Right.
You know, they get the little Delaney card. That's my center. Excuse him. And they'll be in gym, like, for the whole day. But the rest of us, you know, we have to thug it out for two periods playing basketball. And they never gave us, you know, none of that dodgeball. You know, that was whack, yo. I think that's why.
Yeah, they just throw you basketballs in the city.
Like, yo, here, play.
Odds on, what percentage of the children will enjoy this? It's all the basketball. It doesn't matter.
Eli.
Yo, O&A, what's up?
Hey. What's up?
How's it going there, guys? I got a story for you. Junior high. Swear to God. We used to do square dancing.
Yeah, I was there. What was the meaning to square dancing in school?
Square dancing.
I don't know. You know what? I used to say that same thing. I wasn't going to live down south to be with all the hicks and living doing square dancing.
There's one good thing about square dancing, though. You lined up. And you started counting off, going, okay, one, two, three. Oh, all right, I got to change places with the guy in front of me.
Oh, you want that chick. You know, that was the one thing that brought the two, they flung the doors open.
Yeah.
And the boys met the girls.
Here come the Phillies.
Now it was, and now it was co-ed. And you would. You would line up. Like Ope said, you're counting because you wanted to be with the girl that you wanted to be with. But unbeknownst to me,
I wanted to be with Camille, the first girl that grew boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a girl I wanted to be with that I can't remember. And as I'm counting, a girl is counting to be with me. So it didn't matter where I ended up. Yes. Pam Bernfeld. I ended up across from her. Who I dubbed president of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. So, there was a problem there. And, lined up. I just remember, okay, hold hands. Which was kind of cool, though, in, like, junior high. Because they'd rig you up with these girls and stuff, and you'd have to hold hands. And then when you'd switch partners and stuff, that was kind of cool. And you're holding hands. Remember the feeling you get?
It was a great feeling.
Oh, girl. Oh, it's a girl hand. Oh.
Oh, nice.
And she's holding mine all sweaty and friggin' clammy.
You guys look like backwards out there in the island, though.
Hey, guys, one more
Suffolk
thing.
County. Come on. We're playing banjos in our spare time.
Back then, anyway. I drank my... What if you were sick the day they were choosing? And you come back. I came back
one day.
You get
the teacher?
And you're like, you're stuck with, like, you know, heinous Helen, who's like this lump in the corner, just finally strolls out.
You know, I would have taken anything back then. Who cares? It's female. You know,
square dancing is so lame.
You're not thinking about what they look like. You're just like, oh, female. They put that cheesy record on.
Right. Yeah, they had the...
When you're talking around and around, beat on the head and toe on the ground. Harmony! Now on down across the floor. Now stick it in that filthy whore.
How is that going to benefit us in future life, you know?
Square dancing.
Square dancing.
I'll be at an interview at IBM, but did you ever square dance?
Oh, damn. Yeah, I did.
All right, you got the job.
Hey, John, you're next. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
All right.
Dodgeball. Dodgeball fun. When I was in high school, they used to line the balls up in the middle of the floor in a lunchroom. It's a slick floor, and they make everybody run in to get the balls.
Oh, that's good. So you're 2 feet away from each other when you first start lunging the balls at each other.
One of the guys slid on the knees, they cracked skulls. One of the guys got knocked unconscious, got some brain damage, you know?
Oh, man. That's great.
They had those red balls. You could palm the thing. They were the small ones. So it would just be in your head. It would knock you unconscious anyways, man. That was excellent. You guys suck, man. Thanks.
Thanks. This guy, Tim, said we had a guy in Asses Up who could hit your sack from behind every time. Like, knows a guy that you just know is like, oh, no. Oh, I got Asses Up, and it's against this guy.
The ricochet shot.
And do the dodgeball sound effect again. I love that.
And it just flies, right?
It just bounces off your forehead.
God. That was the same ball they used in kickball. But there's a sport. Kickball.
We had a girl and that struck out in kickball.
No, nothing more pathetic than striking
every
out
time
in kickball.
Same girl that would pee her pants, too.
Oh, that's sad.
It was hilarious because, like, where we're from, I mean, you went all the way from kindergarten to high school with the same people. And you remember this girl as being the one. I won't even give her name because I'm sure she still lives in Centerport. But she would strike out in kickball and pee her pants every day.
Oh, my God.
Every day at, like, 1 o'clock where the teacher...
That's horrible.
Where we had the teacher that had the little panties in her drawer that she had to take and then give it to the girl and she'd come back in the room to learn some more. This is the same girl we saw strutting around high school years later. Like, no one's...
Strutting or just kind of sulking?
Sulking. But you remember what she used to do and no one wanted to, like, date her. Cause,
you guys...
You don't want to be the guy that dated the girl that... just to pee herself.
And strike out in kickball.
And I feel a little jealous, man.
Why?
Is that like an all-American high school experience?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. We were out there where there were white people.
We had that,
it was amazing.
The Fast Times.
Yeah, it was like Fast Times.
Well, do you know what high school I went to? Same one as Mariah Carey.
They had the show on?
They just did the show on Fox.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for the call to come back to my high school.
Oh, yeah, that phone will be ringing. You're Opie. We need you at Harbor Fields.
Spinning records.
Yeah, spin records in the cafeteria.
And I want to go back to my high school, and then we'll go to Ant's high school, John Glenn, and we want to do a live radio show.
Well, I wanted to last year. I don't know what. Maybe we'll have less of a problem this year since we're so world-renowned now, our show. So popular. Maybe I could get my diploma
Anthony,
from John Glenn.
Graduate.
No, I needed gym credit.
Yeah, that's right.
I swear, I need gym credit. So I'm willing to come in and attend a gym class if they give me my diploma from John Glenn.
Yeah.
I would damn well do that. Get in touch with John Glenn High School. Tell him I want my goddamn diploma. I'll go to gym.
All
I'll
right.
dress in the shorts. I'll climb the rope.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Then maybe I could get a real job.
See, kids, you don't need a high school education.
No, kids, drop out. You don't need
to drop out.
Look at your pal, Ant.
Colleen, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I am a female phys ed teacher in New York City.
Okay.
In Brooklyn. And I am most definitely not a dyke.
You got the short, spiky hair on top, long in the back?
I don't have short, spiky hair on the top.
You like looking at the naked little nymphs?
Colleen, I got a question for you.
Yes.
So why didn't you pay attention in school?
I did.
I know, she wanted
see,
to be
now I have this argument all the time.
What did you want to be before you said, you know what, screw it, I'm going to be a gym teacher?
It's phys ed.
Phys ed.
Sure. Oh, phys ed. It's not gym anymore.
Be phys ed. Physical therapist.
I can't tell you, I have 20 credits in science that I had to take to get a degree.
I was going
to
be a ballerina.
No, I was not. That is not my thing.
All right.
I don't teach dodgeball.
No?
No. So.
You didn't have any kind of aspirations towards, like sports or something?
Like being the home ec teacher?
No, you didn't think the home ec teacher.
When you were growing up, you didn't possibly say to yourself, I want to be a female gym teacher.
Phys ed.
Gym teacher.
College,
you got a chrome whistle? Come on, ladies. We're going to go on the balance beam. We don't have mats, so I'll act as the mat today. You don't need those pesky underwear.
Oh, stop.
I'll just stay under here. And oh, look at you little thing. Wow, it's still in the shape of a diamond.
Oh. It's not at all even remotely like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen plenty. They are.
No, but I'm not. So you can't lump us all together. I'm sorry. My husband would disagree with you.
Ah, what's her name?
He's not going to be happy. He's listening.
Pat. The androgynous Pat.
There you go.
Oh, we're just messing with you, Colleen.
That's fine.
All right.
Very well.
Have a
good night.
You too, Colleen.
Bye.
Bye. A woman's perspective on gym.
Ah.
Vicky?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Very good.
I tried being in seventh grade with a C cup playing medicine ball.
Oh. Nice. You had a couple of medicine balls of your own.
I did. I was the first one to develop it.
Oh, school. God. But the guys have never forgotten you.
To this day, they
mention your name.
Yeah, you know, they come
ready?
To me now.
Ready? I'll play it with everyone in the room.
Okay.
And first girl that grew boobs.
Don't remember last name, but first name, sixth grade, Cuba Hill Elementary School. Jerry.
Jerry was her name. Rick?
The good old dirty first name.
She kicked me
old
in
dirty?
The crotch, too. The
Everyone in their car right now is naming a name. Every
she
guy.
Yeah.
For me, it was Camille Brumner.
Oh, I'm flattered. This is terrible, though. And those medicine balls hurt.
Maribel?
You know what Old Dirty's problem is? He can't think back to second grade.
Oh, don't make fun of Old Dirty. He went to rough school.
Old Dirty, just remember, the last time you were in school.
Oh, man. You guys make me laugh today with this stuff. And I got to tell you about the square dancing.
Yeah.
The girls, they hated it, but inside, they loved it.
Yeah.
They wanted to dance with the boys. They had their pick. And you're right. They did pick their
Let
dance.
Me tell you something.
The girls
I didn't mind the square dancing because we got to touch females.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole
Even
thing.
Even just touching hands was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. There was
and if you didn't like the girl you were with, they would do that thing where it's like, you know, exchange your partner.
Uh-huh.
And you go you go across.
And at that age, didn't even care. It was female.
No,
all that mattered
girls
to me.
Are different, though. Yeah. See, girls,
like,
get together.
Like, that's like third or fourth grade, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's
yeah.
up to, in
they
my
never made it to junior
six.
High. Yeah, but there was grammar school.
Yeah. So. But the girls, they sit together and they go, okay, you can have this guy today.
Right.
And unless they fight over it.
All right.
Yeah, so, thank you. Dance.
Thank you, Vicky.
Take care, guys.
With the lovely, are they still C's or are they
yeah,
up to
no,
D's?
I'm very short. They're still C's.
Okay.
All right.
You want a square Bye. Dance? Want to.
Dirty China.
Brian, you're next.
Hey.
Hey.
O&A?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
I went to school growing up in Manhattan, junior high school, elementary school, everything. We played Kill the Man with the Ball.
Yeah. Kill the Guy with the Ball. Remember that yeah. game?
In our neighborhood.
Football, no rules. You just kill the guy with the ball.
In our neighborhood, it was called Smear the Queer.
Yeah, we played that out. Queer.
I swear to you.
We played that out at
We didn't know what queer meant back then, but was the name of the game.
Yeah, we played it on concrete,
right.
Like out in the street. I remember getting tackled, and I lost one of my teeth. And the whole both teams are running around the park looking for my tooth.
There was always
find my teeth, you know?
There was always a guy that just I mean, you're playing like kill the guy with the ball, and his arm would just snap, and the bone would pop right through. There was always one guy.
Exactly.
All right, man.
Exactly.
That was.
And then growing up in school, you know, I mean, we played that in high school and junior high school, and then when I went to junior high school. I went in the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And then it was more just like kill anybody. It turned into like kill the white guy
for
no reason. I forget about kill the man with the ball. It was just kill the white guy.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
I want to take a break, but Russ swears that he had a midget gym teacher.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it. What's up, Russ?
Yeah, in high school, we had a midget gym teacher. I am not lying.
Oh, my God.
He was about 4 foot. We called him Oompa Loompa. Totally didn't get nothing done.
Oompa Loompa.
I swear to God. So, Ed, you can go to my old high school and just, like, pack this class.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, we had, like, a normal gym teacher. Of course, the lesbian gym teacher for the girls, but...
You had, like, Mini-Me teaching your gym.
Yeah, Mini-Me was the gym teacher, and we just, like, totally did, you know... Towards the end, he was, like, asking us, just do one of something.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
All right,
hey,
man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Ross.
Bye.
Bye. And with that, let's take a quick break. We'll be back, okay?
All right.
Don't forget, ladies... We're looking for you to induct your man into the Tuesday Night Hummer Club tonight.
Absolutely.
That club continues to strive, man.
Yes.
We don't talk about it much, but it's still happening as we speak.
And guys, give a little back once you get your Hummer, you know? It keeps the girls happy, too.
There you go.
Give us the Lewinsky. Give us the Lewinsky. Give us. Last night you fell asleep, but I want to stick it deep. It feels so cool when you start to drool, but please just watch the teeth. Give us the Lewinsky. Give us the Lewinsky. Bury the bone.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
My mom, I'll yours.
I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Okay, again. A couple of little mothers. 1037.
AnthonyPriceline.com.
We love Priceline.
Yes, we do.
Yes, saves you money.
I don't think we're going to do as well of a job, you know, talking about Priceline as William Shatner's doing lately with those TV commercials.
Wait, he's singing now.
Oh, God, are they fun.
He's singing.
Did I hear him sing Convoy?
Yeah.
On one of these commercials?
We've got a mighty convoy trucking through the night. Yes, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sound.
Yeah, he's singing Convoy.
Oh, I was laughing so hard I almost forgot what he was talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, whenever you see him, you know it's about Priceline.
Sure.
He's pretty exclusive, I think. But boy, well, it's nice to see him over his grief.
That was quick. Found a honey at the bottom of the pool, right?
He's okay now.
Yes, and we're...
Everything's fine.
Well, they call Priceline.com to get a pool cleaner.
Well, all dirty, Ixnay.
I think I'm going to turn Old Dirty's mic off for this break, but he'll be back with us in a minute or two. Sorry, Priceline.
Yeah, the commercials are hysterical. And, oh, my.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this is a rubber duck.
Uhura, is that you?
Please, fam, come on.
Up in a hailing frequency.
Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben for sure.
Channel 19.
By golly, it's clean, clear to flashdown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door. Good.
We've got us.
Thanks alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Convoy. Miss Convoy, man. Miss Convoy, man.
On the 6th of June in a Kenworth.
Picture yourself in a Kenworth, hauling logs.
Jimmy, calling home. We is heading for bear on I-10.
Oh, my God.
Got ourselves a convoy.
Thank God we're in the 21st century and don't have to worry about hearing songs like that anymore.
Yeah, instead we get to hear this.
We see your stuff.
Kids, fart equals funny. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 8 or in your 30s. It doesn't matter. Fart equals funny.
Wow. Well, geez, we were in a commercial break, weren't we?
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we were doing a Priceline.
Oh, yeah, Priceline.com.
Priceline.
Yo,
see,
kid.
When you tune out for the commercials, you miss something.
Yeah, you really can. You can't tune out anymore during the commercials. That's laying down the law, right?
Yes. Well, Opa, people save thousands with Priceline. We've saved a crapload of money. My God. I know New Year's Eve, hotel, Priceline, they had rooms. That's how I saved money. It's the only way I could afford it, paying for your chick's cruises. But now Priceline, they got this whole thing. You name your own price for groceries. Everything you buy, beef, chicken, soda, cereal, coffee, diapers. Use Priceline, and you'll save money. You go to the website, Priceline.com, name your own price, and you get these prepaid coupons that print it out, and you've named your own price. You shop anywhere, A&P, ShopRite, Walbaum's, King Cullen, Gristiti's, D'Agostino, Food Emporium, hundreds of stores. Everything you buy, where you buy it. No inconveniences. You've just named your own price for groceries.
There you go. First airline tickets, now groceries at up to half off. Just log on to Priceline before you go to the store. Priceline for groceries, it's bigger than big. Visit them on the web, www.priceline.com, or give them a call, 1-800-PRICELINE. Priceline.com. What it?
I should use that the next time I'm buying Sandy groceries.
Hey, I'm not stupid. At least I still have a bank account.
Ah, oh, come on. Oh.
I still have it. There's nothing in it.
WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
Having a lot of fun today. I hope you're enjoying the festivities we call the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, man, save me a fall. Save me a fall.
Ben from Jersey on the instant feedback. Someone asked earlier if we actually read the instant feedback. Yes, we do.
Yes. We, you know, everyone has it here now at WNEW. But when we first got here, we were the innovators of the instant feedback.
We were the innovators. Now yeah. Rosie O'Donnell even does it.
Everyone has it. We had it up in Boston. Then when we first got here, we had it. Now everyone on the station is talking about their instant feedback.
We even named it instant feedback.
Instant feedback. We did.
Ooh, now they're ripping us off, Robin.
Ben writes, in high school, we had a girl who must have had a D cup. All the guys in gym would run alongside her to watch her run around the track. It was funny watching all the guys turning their heads to see them bounce up and down. I was one of them running alongside of her. Love the show, guys. Thanks, Ben. Very good.
Hmm.
All right.
Just looking at the phones.
After that medley.
I'm exhausted from the Ricky Martin thing. I'm still laughing.
Any guy writing a song or singing a song, I don't know. Does he write his songs? I wouldn't think so. No, that's one of those, like, made guys.
Face man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Shake Your Bon Bon?
Shake Your Bon Bon, yes, Anthony.
What's a bon bon? Why are you shaking your bon bon?
All right. Everyone has gym stories. I guess we can go there.
We're going to continue with the gymnasium.
Well, I don't know. It's almost...
okay with you, Old Dirty?
Yeah. Yo, Old Dirty now producing the show.
Why are you kidding, yo?
Man, I want you guys to fight. Let's go.
Fight Club 2000?
Yeah, let's go, man. He beamed you in the head with the ball.
Nah, you got me in the neck. You be instigating too, bro.
So?
I hope he is.
So?
Right away, he's like, oh, he's trying to hit him in the face. Should have, like, dodgeball in the air, right?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
We should have a game of dodgeball, man. Although, with that football, you guys throwing around all the friggin' time. Why have to play? Stop it. What happened the other day in the office, Rick? You guys are throwing around the ball. It hits your big, huge Coke from McDonald's and spills it all over the desk.
All right, so you see accidents.
Pain in the ass. Don't you friggin' throw that at me.
Ugh. And put down the chocolate penis. Could we get the chocolate penis out of the studio? There it goes.
Give it to some Rick.
Chris, you're next here.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
All right. I had a sadistic gym teacher in school.
Yeah?
The last guy in the locker room whiffed a ball bat across the back of the legs.
Ooh. Ouch. Oh.
He used to call it the Inky Dinky Doo.
He had a name for it?
He had a name for it and everything.
Man.
You want to see a stampede trying to get out of the locker room before class?
Right. Hmm. All right, Chris.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you. Old Dirty, you earlier you said you had comments about our fine mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah?
Who said that?
You got a problem with him?
You did. You went, man, Rudy.
Traffic death soar despite Rudy rules.
Well, what can Rudy do about traffic
death? Well, that's his whole thing. He puts his gates and all that. But the fatalities have risen.
But that comes from people driving like a-holes. People with their cell phones not being able to drive.
I was driving by what's the name of that place, man?
Times Square.
Prison. Yo, what's up, man? It's Fight Club 2000, bro.
Yeah, you're driving. Well, yeah, no matter where it's by.
Radio City.
Oh, okay.
And that was let me see. Yeah, like 2 days after before New Year's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm not doing nothing, man. What?
Go ahead with your cute little story.
So I'm trying to whip it through the city, and I'm on this corner. Yo, the people don't pay attention to the walk, don't walk sign.
Right.
The turisti. I was trying to cross Fifth Avenue. And, they wouldn't get out of the way, man.
Look, he's jumping. No, I gotta agree with Alderney.
Get out of the way.
The people, they don't care. I'm speeding through intersections. I got a green light. There's some jadrul doing, just kind of
waltzing.
Just walt. You know, if you're going to run and make a sport out of it, I don't care. I'll try to clip you. See if you make it to the curb. It's a fun little game. But when you're just kind of sauntering across the crosswalk,
they waltz and give you the look. Like, that's right, mother. I'm waltzing.
Not only that, let's say you're at the red light. Wait. And they have the flashing don't walk, which means finish up. It's not going to be the flashing for a few more minutes. And someone steps off the curb on the other side at that moment and just strolls across. If that don't walk is flashing and you want to bolt across and see if you can make it before the light turns green and I take off like a Top Fuel dragster and maybe clip you, that's fine. But they just walk so slowly. They step off the curb right when it goes to don't walk. And then they look at you like, and the ones that hold their hand up like, hey, stop. Oh, gee, yeah, I was just going to plow over you before you put your hand up. But he's right. He's absolutely right. That's probably why there's more fatalities. It's the pain-in-the-ass pedestrians.
These damn tourists, yo.
Tourists?
They were all tourists. I was shouting at them, yo, out the car window. Screaming at them. I'm pointing at the sign. I'm like, you mother pluckers, don't you see the sign says, don't effing walk. Don't walk.
Maybe they didn't an effing
walk.
In there.
And I was like this, revving the engine. My sister's going crazy.
The cops are after you, yeah.
The cops were right there in the corner. They were laughing at me, man. I'm like, yo, do something. Yo, man, I feel like just punching Rick in the face, man.
So you think Rudy did a good job with the whole Millennium celebration there, OD?
Yeah, yo.
He did a great job. He penned up the people like cattle. I loved it. We were like sheep. I looked down onto 7th Avenue. Every block, they had metal cages. People were in cages. They had a little strip down the side of the block so emergency vehicles could get through. But then they caged people up for 9 to 12 hours where you couldn't leave your cage. If you left your cage, you could not get back into your cage. So you had to crap and whiz in your cage.
It reminds me of when they hosed me down.
Damn you all to hell! It's a madhouse! A madhouse! My God, I came to Times Square to see the ball drop. And beautiful Waterford crystal ball. And what do I get? Giuliani caged me up like an animal. I wore nothing but a loincloth. Thank God it was warm that night. And I was caged up with other humans. That's where I met Nova. Nova. I gave her my own Waterford crystal ball. Damn you. Then when the troops came in to hose down the crowd, damn you, it's a madhouse. A madhouse.
Were there mounted police?
My God, mounted police. They were those big gorillas on the horse. Like the ones that cut out my friend's brain.
Hey, you know that guy that my friend that got his brain cut out on Planet of the Apes? Did he not look like Lord Comeover? That hairdo, my God! Lord Comeover, they cut out his brain! But I watched as the Millennium spun over into 2000 from a cage!
Damn you, Mayor Giuliani! We are not animals!
Yes, boy. It was hard to keep my horse in the cage. I was stepping on some homeless. I think I saw Ziggy.
Damn you! It was Ziggy or Dr. Zayas. Boy, did they look alike? And they smelled alike! Like dirty ape! Damn you!
Oh, man.
Yeah, they caged everyone up. So you look down 7th Avenue, all you saw was cages, and then the intersections, which were blocked off by the blue police barricades. You couldn't move. I mean, they did a bang-up job. of keeping everybody penned up. But then they're taking dumps and whizzing.
Well, people actually doing that?
Yeah.
Know who was reporting that? Swear to you, too?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw. I'm not kidding. He was talking about how, you know, the people, if they needed to take a dump or a leak, they couldn't. They had to stay in their little caged-in area.
Here it is. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. It is now 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 hours before the wall drops in Times Square, ushering in the new millennium. And people have been penned up for hours, are taking whizzes and dumping here on 7th Avenue. Please, no pooping, no taking jumps on this Millennium Eve. The beautiful Waterford crystal ball, which will be dropping here in Times Square, and I have to look at dumps dropping all over Times Square. Look, there's Katie Couric squatting in front of the Olive Garden here in Times Square. Unbelievable.
Hey, Tom, watch out for Al Roker.
Oh, my God. Not Al Roker. Look at everyone urinating, a golden river just flowing down 7th Avenue to hear my high above perch or Times Square. Been awake for days. I think I'm going to go uptown and cop some crack to try to stay awake for the millennia. Oh, look, here goes Matt Lauer being washed away in a river of urine. As we bid farewell to Matt Lauer as he goes down one of these storm drains, the manhole covers welded shut. I fear we shan't see Matt Lauer again. And Katie Couric still pounding him down like the drunken slob she looks like. My God.
Hey,
Katie.
Tom, what happened to Al Roker?
Al Roker, well, he's high atop the building. It is not a Waterford crystal, it is Al. They have impaled big, fat Al Roker on the pole, and he will be dropped at midnight, ushering in a new Magana as he hits the pavement below. Al Roker will be ushering in the new Magana. Now, I, too, have to take a dump.
All right.
And I don't have any bathroom facilities either. So I'm going to go outside of MTV Studios, see if I cannot hook up with my homie Puff Daddy, where he can escort me to the best place to take a dump. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. That's right, Katie. Here I am, high above Times Square, on this Millennium Eve. Oh, my goodness. Maybe this will straighten out that dopey lisp I have. I'm a little backed up. Oh, that was a good one. Tom Brokaw, my new thing. Right on cue. That's hitting the post. And look, I hit Katie. Oh, that one's going to hurt. I wish I had some handy wipes.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Tom, for stopping by.
No problem. I'll just stay a little snooze right here on the console.
All right. Very good.
For the new one.
Well, we only have a few minutes left in the show. You guys want to play a quick round of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show today?
Yes.
All right. Our phone number is 212-727.
What?
Wasn't it 757?
757. No.
It's 212. No wonder no one's called. I've been given the wrong phone number for 2 days.
Look, they got the number wrong.
No, it's 212-757-1027.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to the phones and play, Anthony.
All right. What did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show?
Why don't you look at the instant feedback, and we'll take care of the phones as well at the same time.
Yes, okay. Look at that. A dual effort.
Tim?
What's up, guys?
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that if in the middle of the ocean I'm drowning and a guy comes up on a jet ski, kiss my ass goodbye.
That's it.
Because I am not getting on.
Rather drown than be
a
home.
I'd rather have one of the honeys from Baywatch, but with my luck, it's not. It's going to be David Hasselhoff on a goddamn jet ski.
Very good.
Later, guys.
Thank you. That's a good one to start off. What do we learn? Andrew, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned a couple things, guys. First,
we had to dump out of that, so why don't you say it again?
All right, sorry about that. Right. Rick likes big chocolate
penis.
There you go. Very good.
And second, I learned that Paul is a catcher.
Very good.
Very good, Andrew.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Fine. We love the obscure references. No one else gets it, but if you were listening earlier, you would have got that one. Okay. That's very funny. Matt, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
What I learned?
Yeah.
I learned that Opie's a big homo for taking a shower in school.
I wasn't the only one that showered after
gym
class.
None of the guys never took showers in school.
That is a lie.
Yeah.
Plus, I was on a bunch of sports teams. I had no choice.
Hey, I played football in high school. I never took a shower in that stupid locker room.
All right, then I'm the homo today. Thank you, Matt.
No problem.
All right.
Love you.
Loves you, though, Ope.
Yeah, what was that? Chris, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
I think I'm learning that your show's become obsessed with homos.
Well, why would you think that?
I only tuned in for about a half an hour, 45 minutes earlier on my way home from work, and it was just one gay bit after another.
Yeah, we did. We had like a gay montage earlier.
Yeah.
We went from a whole gay discussion into Jay Moore having gay sex into Stephen Lynch's If I Were Gay.
But, you know, it was a theme that we picked up from the Ricky Martin article.
What if it was somebody who just turned into your show for the first time?
Well, then they would think that we have a gay show, yes.
And, Chris, do you think we care?
Probably not.
All right. And you tune in tomorrow and think we have a racist show and then think a sexist show. And you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
Freaking. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's move on. Anything on the instant feedback? What are we learning?
No. People not able to get through, I guess.
All right, Matt?
What's up?
What did you learn on the show?
I learned that a functioning idiot without a high school diploma can get a job in a radio.
Come on.
A functioning idiot, my friend?
He's an idiot,
but
he can function.
You got to go to the website, www.mulletsgalore.com.
Yeah, people have been emailing us that address for a while.
What's that all about?
Dude, Anthony should be in there.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
I don't get that. I went to it.
Mullet is like the hockey hair.
Oh. I totally don't have that.
Hockey hair, which is real. No, you don't have the hockey hair. Hockey hair is like real long in the back, and everything else is like a short haircut in front.
Guy wanted to make a statement, I guess.
Rob, what's up? Rob? Did we lose Rob? We lost Rob. All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, what did you learn on the show today?
What?
You're up, Nick.
Oh, thanks. I learned that Nigerians eat dogs as well as Asians do. And that Asian guy, that he hates Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
As well as everybody else. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Very good.
Later.
Too funny.
Like I said, I learned if you work at FM Talk or NEW, you instantly lose 10 years of your life. Knowing that Scott Herman looks 10 years younger now, that he's not responsible for this place anymore.
Very good. All right, let's move on to Paul. Paul, what did you learn today?
Today I learned on the Opie and Anthony show that when you're married, you have to have a separate bank account.
or you'll be sending Opie's chick on vacation.
Okay, guys.
All right, Paul. Good. I didn't think anyone picked up on that, eh?
Oh, yeah.
They pick up on everything on this show.
Yes, Rich. They do.
Yeah, I learned that Opie likes to rub himself off on a rope.
Shut up. Come on, he hangs up. I can't even fight back.
Fight back, you did.
I was in third grade.
That's what you did, man. Rub yourself off on a rope.
I was sliding down a rope.
I learned to buy a motorcycle with a sidecar.
That's Ben in Jersey. That's very good. I'm waiting for Spaz to scream more of these calls because they always suck if we just go to them cold, eh?
I learned that NEW plays more Ricky Martin than KTU. Yeah, today you're absolutely wrong. Another 20 minutes.
I know. Well, as we wait for a couple more calls, don't forget to check out Adam Ferrar on David Letterman tonight.
Yeah, on Letterman, my pal. Look at that.
Very, very proud that Adam will no longer be on our radio show because he'll be too big for us, but that's okay.
I'm sure.
When am I going to get on Letterman, kid?
You need an act. Adam's honed his act for years.
Right?
I saw his first gig at Eastside Comedy Club, and he's doing hack jokes about Gilligan's Island.
like the coconut and radio thing.
Right.
And stuff.
But you know what it was? It was his personality and persona that came through.
I don't got persona.
And he was recognized by people in the biz and kind of picked him up. And for years, he's been honing his craft.
Well, he's been on his knees.
And now he's on Letterman.
All right. Frank, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Yeah, I learned that Anthony likes to pay for girlfriends' trips.
No, you didn't learn that he likes to. You learned that he did.
Think you could send my girlfriend to Antigua?
Yeah, sure. But we should have a promotion where, like, one of our lucky listeners gets Anthony to pay for his girlfriend's trip to the Caribbean.
We already did, and you won.
You're the only winner.
You're the only winner, Opie.
How funny would that be, man? Thank you, Frank. That would be hilarious. All right, how many wrestling tickets can we give away?
Two pair?
All right. Well, we had a lot of fun today.
Yes, we did.
I don't know what we accomplished, but we got
absolutely nothing. Thank God, because when we accomplish something, it's usually getting ourselves in trouble. I think we did well today.
We got to thank Old Dirty for stopping by.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah.
All right, we got two pairs of tickets. What is this for? Oh, just for the Continental Arena? That's pretty cool. A couple pairs of tickets to the WWF January 16th. They're going to be at the Continental Arena. And we got tickets all this week, and we'll give a pair to the 10th caller and 11th caller. 212-757-1027. With that, we're out of here.
Yo, PR, I'll call you tomorrow.
He's giving shout-outs.
Damn.
This is a multi-million dollar beeper for Old Dirty.
For Old Dirty.
Great.
Yo, Mick, I'll be home in a minute, Mick. Don't worry. Like 8 o'clock, yo. Give or take.
Great. All right, we'll end with Dave. Dave, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that there is such thing as a Puerto Rican virgin.
All right, Dave. With that, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Very good.
Later, man. Opie, you're a sick ass man. Anthony,
you're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027.